Books.
Born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad. Bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad. Bad the bone. Rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, what I see, I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
In the right place.
Classic Rock 95X.
you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
Welcome to the Classic Game of the Week on Classic Rock 95X. Tonight's game is sponsored by U.S. Gold Jewelers, Edison Billiards, Mike's Roofing, Pillar Credit Union, Donley Ford, Hometown Realty Remax, and Morrow County Hospital. Now get ready for tonight's exciting action. The pregame show is up next. Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682 or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it as I see it. And as I see it, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Intelligent monitors their service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telegent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
Good evening, all. Believe it or not, it's week one of high school football. I'm Scott Swiezinski, and you're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable on My 96.7, local WINF, and Classic Rock 95X, where week in and week out for the next 10 to 12 weeks, we're going to have the best in high school football action. We're going to go ahead and kick off week one. We're going to start with the folks on WDLR covering the Monarchs as they're going to go into New Albany and try to avenge last year's 35-0 home loss to kick off the 22 season. Let's see what happens 23. Darren Bymaster, Steve Ishmael, they're on. They'll have the game with me. So, Darren, Steve, what do we have going into this game, and how are things shaping up for both teams to start the season?
Well, what was old is now new, I guess, Scott, would be the best way to put it. Both teams lost a lot to graduation, which that's high school football, you know. You just reload and go on again. New Albany's coming off of a big record from last year, 10-4, and they made it to the final four again, and then it got knocked out by Gehanna Lincoln, which was just a powerhouse last year. It sounds like they're going to move that wide receiver that caught two touchdowns against us last year. They're going to move him to quarterback, so we'll see how that works out. It's kind of like the two JV squads from last year going at it. Is what you're doing, because you're just reloading, you're bringing them up. They're seniors now, and everybody's going to get on the field. I know that Marysville handled them pretty well last year, JV-wise. Now, how that translates this year, I don't know, Scott. Marysville is going to rely on Matt Kratowskis at running back. Trace Heminger is going to fill in where Griff was, and then you're going to have a kid named Nate Woods who had some great scrimmages this year. Or so far this year, he had two of them. He runs really, he's quick, he's a smaller back, he's a little bit smaller than what we're used to. And then they got a couple sophomores, J.J. Henry and Wallace. Corbin Wallace is his name, and he ran really hard in the first scrimmage. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm really anticipating it. Nobody knows what they have until after week one's over anyway, Scott.
That's right, Darren, and you mentioned Braylon Nash moving from wide receiver to quarterback. That's been the early looks from Brian Finn. Steve, Darren mentioned JVs and the varsity squad. Does that have an impact? Friday night's a little different than Saturday mornings, and what does that do for a game, and how does Marysville defense react to a high-powered offense that New Albany had last year?
Well, I come from a high school where we played Saturday afternoon, and Saturday afternoon games are different than Friday night lights for sure. You know, and it's just the thing you've got to realize is these kids are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids sometimes, and it just the lights feel different for everybody. Knowing the Marysville team this year, that we're going to field a number 36, that his last name's not Powers, whether it's Gabe, Colton, Mikey, there's none of them on the field this year. So it's going to be a little different look. As far as what we have, the whole backfield is brand new. Brand new QB coming in, graduated Brady Sager, switching to Brev Borquin, I believe is how you said his last name.
Transferred John Nalden 2 years ago.
We got three new running backs coming in. We got a brand new offensive line. We got one returner on offensive line. Hearing great things about Nate Potter, who's the only returner we have. But, you know, it's like then you turn to the defense where we've got three of the four starting defensive linemen, but you're giving Nick Johnson, who is a switch from playing guard and defensive end all the time, to going straight defensive end. So maybe he's a little fresher through the rest of the game and makes a difference on the defensive line. You know, you've got some new linebackers coming in. You've got to replace Ethan Moeller, who was your silent leader last year. You know, and it's just you've got to replace the Powers as well. So it's really kind of hard to know what we have, no matter how many scrimmages we watch, how many JV games we see, you just don't know until Friday night kicks off.
That's right. Unknown for both squads this year. We'll see how it shapes up and how both can make a run to the playoffs or try. And speaking run to the playoffs, after the break, We'll see if the Blue Devils of Danville can start the season with the win as they start their road back to the playoffs. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, sponsored by Wendell's Garage, Union Rural Electric, and Kelly's Carpet. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome to Pillar Credit Union. Serving our community for over 60 years, we're owned by our 9,000-plus members who care about making a local impact. As a not-for-profit, we focus on members and community support. As a member, you'll enjoy competitive rates, low fees, and tailored services with our state-of-the-art mobile app. We're committed to supporting local businesses, charities, and education by making a lasting impact together. Join Pillar Credit Union at pillarcu.com or visit one of our branches. Pillar Credit Union, your money, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682. Or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963. The stations of the Del Mar Media, Classic Rock 95X and My 96.7, can show you ways to reach your potential and build your brand. Grow your business. Enjoy success. And all it takes is one phone call. So call us, 740-368-9357, during normal business hours. After all, your customers are our listeners. Keep them coming and bring new ones with them. Call Classic Rock 95X or My 96.7 today. 740-368-9357. Advertise with us.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
And we're back with the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. We've got Keith Kokinda and Dave Gorenflo, who over on 95X will have Danville hosting Worthington Christian, two teams with playoff aspirations after making playoffs last year, to start things off for hopefully another playoff run. Dave, Keith, talk a little bit about this game here.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott. Yes, I'll be on Classic Rock 95X full-time this season. More on that in our final segment. But as you mentioned, a couple teams coming off playoff appearances last year, and more importantly, Dave Gorenflo, both teams are returning their starting quarterbacks from 2022, and in this day and age, that's invaluable to a team's offense.
It's going to be critical for both of these teams, Keith, because they lost all the rest of their offense. All the receivers that were the target of quarterback Hobie Rakes from Worthington Christian are gone. Two speedy receivers, Gibby Wilson and Ethan Albert. Wilson had three punt returns for touchdowns. Albert, four kickoff returns for touchdowns, and then both of them were there as receivers, and Albert did some running as well. But Rakes put together some pretty impressive numbers a year ago. 152 completions in 240 attempts for a 63% completion percentage for 2,455 yards, 38 touchdowns, and only 9 interceptions. And this is a team that obviously threw the ball more than they ran the ball. A year ago, they rushed for about 130.8 yards per game, but passed for 211.8 yards per game. And an interesting thing to look at the matchup there, if they've got this good quarterback back with a passing attack, what does Danville's secondary look like? They lost their two defensive backs. The only returning starter in that secondary for them was their safety, Jacob Hackman. So that's going to be an interesting matchup to take a look at. But they were 8-4, 6-0 in the Cardinal Division of the Mid-State League. So they won their league and made it through to the playoffs. But Danville had a great playoff run. We did their regional final game, and I still think they should have won that football game. And they lost to the eventual state runner-up, Warren Kennedy, and it was an impressive performance by Danville, and Coach Matt Bloom said a year ago that team that are playing in the playoffs kind of set the standard for their region. And if we want to be that kind of team, we're going to have to play with them. They played with them, could have beat them, but they came up short. But they're going to have to go at it again this year without their number one receiver, without their number one running back. Lost is Max Payne, who had 1,269 yards rushing and 13 touchdowns a year ago, and Caden Colopy, who had 48 receptions for 632 yards and 5 touchdowns, and both of those guys were factors in their defense. But also missing from their defense is a big, big hole. Levi Lyons was the Division 7 Defensive Player of the Year. So they've got to find replacements for all of those people. But they are bringing back their quarterback, Walker Weckesser. He was 215 for 1,575 yards, 18 touchdowns against 8 interceptions a year ago. He had 96 rushes for 426 yards and 6 touchdowns. So they're obviously going to have to build around him. The good thing is they do return most of their offensive and defensive line. And so they just have to hope that they're going to be able to pick up that slack. They finished 11-3 a year ago, 5-1 in their league. They lost their league championship game to Centerburg, but then rebounded and made a playoff run with 3 victories before dropping that regional final game. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Danville won last year 33-17 in week one. Again, both teams making the playoffs, both teams with aspirations to go back again. And I think it's going to hinge upon the two quarterbacks.
Really not does. To mention all the players around them developing new receivers. He said in this day and age, having that ability to spread the ball around to a lot of different guys makes a big difference in today's spread offenses. But it should be a terrific matchup as Danville hosts Worthington Christian, the return from last season's Danville win at Worthington Christian. For Dave Gorenflow, this is Keith Kokinda. We'll have that game on Classic Rock 95X.
Make sure you tune in and catch in all the action of what sounds like a great game. More unknowns coming up. We've got some more unknowns on WINF as we'll meet two new members of the team over at INF who are going to talk a little bit about two new coaches in the game that you're hosting. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, sponsored by Norton Sport, Mosier's Market, and D&W Custom Homes.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it as I see it. And as I see it, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
These days we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty, and the chance to speak with medical assistants ahead of time for truly personalized care. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Will it be you to collaborate with expert faculty? Will it be you to explore a new culture? Will it be you to embrace the tradition and find your passion? Will it be you to start the journey at Ohio State Marion? Get your start in any of Ohio State's over 200 majors. To learn more, visit osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM.
When my wife told me she was having a fling, I was like, say what?
He's so understanding.
My husband was cool with it, too.
We are talking about the dime fling, right?
Of course. Just fling the dime. At Matthews. Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Oh, us too. Just fling and get brand new Rams, Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more.
Everybody's doing it. Every vehicle. One dime down.
And not a penny more. Oh.
The all-new Ram trucks. With 2.9% financing for 72 months.
2.9 for 72 months.
Credit flung in the wrong direction? Just ask for credit amnesty.
All you need is a dime.
They've got the hottest new vehicles.
Wow. It's a fling at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
In Marion.
During the Make This the Summer Sales Event.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. 23 Ram Bighorn, 49.2 dime down, 746 a month, 72 months, 2.9% APR, plus tax, title to qualify buyers.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's rock station.
You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, and on WINF, we have new members of the team in Seth Donahoe and Andy Bryan, who will get to have Olentangy Liberty hosting Pickerington Central, who both have new coaches after their long-term coaches have left the squads. So, Seth, Andy, talk a little bit about this game tonight and what that could look like with some new coaching going on there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. This is Andy. I'm happy to have the opportunity and looking forward to an awesome matchup between Pick Central, the Tigers, against Olentangy Liberty, the Patriots. It's going to be a really good game. And as you mentioned, yes, we have two new head coaches. I'm going to talk a little bit about Pick Central first. I'm going to let Seth talk about Olentangy. So last year, the Tigers went 9-4. They were 2-1 in the playoffs. They beat Central Crossing 42-0. And then they got by Pick North 28-20, but they lost to Gahanna Lincoln 38-14. We heard about Gahanna Lincoln earlier, obviously a powerhouse last year. And they beat Pick Central there 38-14 last year. As you mentioned, they do have a new head coach. His name is Jeff Larmisio, I believe is how his last name is pronounced. He begins his first year as the head coach, but he's been with the Tigers 21 years as the defensive coordinator. He graduated from Pick Central back in 1987 and then went on to play for Ohio University. He's also a teacher there of AP Human Geography and History of Sports. Should be a fun class to take, I think. History of Sports there at Pick Central. So he said about becoming the head coach, he said, we'll win our games in the weight room and play solid defense and hopefully establish the run and rock and roll a little bit. As long as we are strong in the weight room, we can put something together to be competitive. So, Seth, why don't you tell us about Olentangy Liberty and what's going on with them with their new head coach?
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Olentangy Liberty in with the new coach, John Sansbury, replacing the former 20-year head coach, Steve Hale. I talked to Coach Sansbury the other day. And he said that he was a student. His junior year was when Coach Hale came into the program. So Coach Sansbury has been around Coach Hale for a long time because he's also been an assistant coach with the program for 16 years. Now he's able to take that head coaching role. And when I talked to him, he sounded confident. He sounded very happy about like the position that he was in, and he was ready to accept that challenge of taking that next step. It's not easy to replace a coach like Steve Hale, but he's going to do everything he can to keep that Olentangy Liberty team and keep that foundation that Coach Hale built there for so long. There's a few good guys that we got to look at for Liberty. One of them being the quarterback, Andrew Leonard. He is a junior this year. Started all the games last year, his sophomore season, throwing for almost 2,600 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 12 picks. But Coach Sansbury praised him and said that, you know, after their first three games of the season, they started 0-3, but they played against teams like Pickerington Central, Glenville, and St. X. So those are three very tough teams to go out and compete against us at the start of the season. But he said for a sophomore and a guy like him, he was able to learn from those games quickly and, you know, turn it around. And at the end of the season, they were able to make the playoffs and make a decent run. So we're going to see guys like him return, as well as their starting running back, Jake Strzok, 773 yards on just under 180 carries, 7 touchdowns. Also, a few catches as well, 32 receptions for just under 300 yards. So kind of one of their two of their main guys that Coach Sansbury looks to have this Olentangy Liberty team continue to do what they've been doing, especially how Coach Hale has done in the past. So it should be an interesting matchup. Pickerington Central won the opening game last year, 42-0. But Coach Sansbury said that they know what they have to do to go out and beat a team like Central, and it should be an interesting one to start off the year.
Yeah, Liberty had a rough start last year, but they really did bounce back. Of course, their bounce back tying into the game you'll hear tonight on WDLR. They put a beating on New Albany at one point, and that kind of turned their season around. So you've got two programs that have some winning history with two long-storied coaches that have won quite a bit and two guys who are familiar with that program. So it should make for a good start to the season. So, folks, when we come back, we're going to do a special tribute to a special person to all of us here. So stick around. You're listening to Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, sponsored by The Red Shed, U.S. Gold, and Potter's Carpet.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682 or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the classic game of the week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
Back to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable on My96.7 WVXG and local WINF. On April 30th of this year, high school football, all of us here at WDLR 95X and WINF felt a huge loss as Bob Kennedy, who was also known as his listeners as Bob Allen, unexpectedly passed away. Bob was a big part of what we do here. Roundtable was his brainchild. He put it together and was the driving force for all of us here on these three stations. We want to pay just a little tribute to the man who, as you know, Bob Allen, high school football lover, was the voice of OSU football there at the Horseshoe. Ron, you had a long history. We've got Ron Smith and Jamal Luke joining us. They'll do week two on WINF, the Delaware Game of the Week. Ron, you had some history with Bob. Share a little something. Let's share a little something about Bob and what he meant and who he was.
Well, I'll share with you that I had the pleasure and honor to know Bob for 39 years, back to our teenagers' years. And we covered over 100 games together as a broadcast team on the radio, and both graduated from Otterbein, what's now known as Otterbein University. We graduated from it when it was known as Otterbein College. Bob got a degree in speech communication. I have a degree in broadcast journalism. And both of us have a love for not only doing radio broadcasting, but also doing PA announcing. And Bob and I have had the privilege to serve as PA announcers at Ohio State. Bob has served as the PA announcer for 23 years at Ohio State, 20 years of that as the voice of the Ohio Stadium. He's also done several other sports at Ohio State. And in 2010, he gave me the opportunity to also come on to do PA announcing at Ohio State University. So I do seven different sports at Ohio State, and Bob was definitely a factor in having me get the opportunity to be able to participate at that same level. And I'm very, very lifelong thankful for that. We also have a very strong passion for working in radio. Both of us have worked in radio news as well as radio sports through the years. Both of us have worked for WDLR for a long period of time and enjoy the opportunity to work as a part of this station. But it's an honor to continue his passion for high school sports, because so often the high school athlete doesn't get the credit that they deserve for all the work that they put in to get to play at that college level, or if high school sports is all they ever get to play. And to be able to hear their name mentioned and to be able to take the field and to have those games covered is something that they treasure for their lifetime. And we as a broadcast crew, between the six of us, the eight of us that are covering high school football this fall, have the honor to bring that privilege to many high school athletes. And it's an honor to be able to continue the legacy of high school sports here in Central Ohio and to do that for Bob. I know that he would be thrilled that we're continuing to do this for him and in his honor. And I appreciate the opportunity to take a moment to share this evening of my dear friend, Bob Kennedy, of the last 39 years. Jamal?
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Very, very grateful over the last year to get to know Bob in another way. You know, being a former football player at Ohio State and hearing what we used to call the voice of God over the loudspeakers, had no idea that was Bob until I got a chance to take advantage of this opportunity here with broadcasting and then getting to know Bob and found out he was the voice of God for all those years, you know, as a player at Ohio State. And so it was just a very unique opportunity to get to know him on the other side, so to speak. And what I found and quickly realized was he is the prime example of impact and legacy. Really making an impact on every person you come in contact with. There's nobody that ever encountered Bob that has a negative word to say about him. And then also legacy, you know, this is something where Bob lived his life in such a way that there are multiple ripple effects that are left because he walked the earth. And when you talk about, you know, living life and living life to the fullest, it really doesn't get any better than that. Who are you positively impacting? And then after you're gone, how many people are going to be better off because you existed? And Bob truly exemplified that. So this is very much an honor to continue on his legacy, continue on that ripple effect, so to speak. And I'm honored to be able to partner with each and every one of you to continue to do that in his honor.
Keith Kokinda, Dave Gorenflow, how about a little something? What did Bob, something about Bob, what did he mean to you? Any impact? Keith, you mentioned something full-time on 95X. You can talk a little, you know, was that right, Bob's doing or just lucky?
Yeah, a little of both. I first met Bob in 2018 when I got started with Big Ten Plus, the Big Ten Network streaming service. As you mentioned before, Ron, he did PA announcing for several other sports, including both soccer teams, the baseball team and the softball team. And men's and women's soccer is what I did first on Big Ten Plus, and that's how I first met him. And because he sat not very far from me, he could hear me many times doing the match commentary. And he decided, hey, this is somebody I might be able to use later on down the line. And then when spring of 2022 came around, he had already was having some health issues, and he told me it was just too difficult to be going up and down some of those stairs and wanted me to succeed him, which I could only do for a part-time basis last fall. But he quickly got back with me in the winter 2022-23 and asked me to take over to succeed him full time, which I was happy to agree to for multiple reasons. One of which was something Tim Brando of Fox Sports told me: getting the reps is so important. It doesn't matter which level it is, and he's so right about that. But also, I say succeed him deliberately because Bob Kennedy is not a replaceable man. I think we can all agree on this. And to be able to get that opportunity to be able to meet him and get this break to do the games here on Classic Rock 95X, I consider it a privilege. I am flattered that he considered me good enough to step into his place doing this. And I'm glad to be a part of this. And I owe it all to Bob Kennedy, who is Jamal mentioned, as a great professional and a class act as a person as well. I agree, Jamal. Finding somebody to say something bad about Bob Kennedy would be a very, very difficult task.
It would be a stretch.
To be part of this team.
I agree. That would be a stretch. That would be a stretch. Dave, any tributes to Bob?
I did not have the opportunity to know Bob for all that long, but I'm grateful to him for getting me back into the game. I had been working 10 years with the TV for a local TV station in Marion, Ohio, doing high school football and then eventually basketball. And they pulled out of town and headed to Columbus. And on Friday nights for a couple years, I was like a fish out of water, because for over 50 years, I'd either been scouting, coaching, administering, or broadcasting a high school football game somewhere. And I was at a loss. When I got the call from him, I couldn't hardly believe it. My thanks to Jeff Ruth from WMRN, who recommended me to Bob. And he didn't ask too many questions about anything. He took Jeff's word for what I was able to do, and I was able to jump in on a part-time basis last year and thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm just grateful that he provided me an opportunity to do something I love once again when it seemed like that was kind of gone.
Yep. Darren Steve over on WDLR. Darren, what do you got? A little bit about Bob Kennedy.
I think the biggest thing I learned from Bob in the last few years that I've known him, one, he was a great man. I feel humbled to even be associated with him. I don't think I could put both of my feet in one of his shoes. That's how big a man he was to me, and he had the voice of a god on the radio. To me, the biggest thing I learned from him, though, was he would tell me that he'd listen to our show, and it sounds like we were having fun, and he wanted us to just be us and do our thing, baby, is what he always used to say. And I'm getting a little choked up thinking about it. I mean, he was a great man. I didn't even know he did Ohio State games, because that's how humble he was. He wasn't a guy that went around and boasted and said, I'm the voice of the Buckeyes. And, you know, he was just Bob Allen to me, you know, and he was a great man, and I truly, truly will be missed.
Steve, anything you want to share?
You know, I knew the voice way before I knew the man, and I'm just glad to know both.
So I get where you're coming from, Steve. You know, I'm getting ready to start my ninth season here doing Monarch football games. And when Bob really took the reins, you know, he did encourage us to be us, as I think he did everybody. And he did, he made me a better broadcaster. You know, his passion came out and rubbed off on me. And it feels like everybody here kind of felt the same way. And I agree with you guys. He was a larger than life guy who everybody loved. He will truly, truly, truly be missed, by all. And he was humble, and, you know, I can sit here and think of a million wonderful things to say about Bob Kennedy. But you know, I'm just grateful that he gave me, like, you know, like Dave said, the opportunity to do the show and to be involved with something that I truly, truly do love. And because Bob had such a great impact on all of us and on so many other people, we have renamed the Roundtable, which he started and which was his baby, in his honor. That was something that was discussed, and you know, Ron talked about his history and you know, spoke with Bob's family, and they thought it was such a great idea. So we dedicate this season to Bob on the Roundtable here. So thank you, Bob. You will be missed. Don't go anywhere, folks. Your game of the week on either WINF, Classic Rock 95X, or WDLR will be coming up here shortly. Skip Mossick and the ONN pregame show is coming too. So until next week, you're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, sponsored by Wendell's Garage, Kelly's Carpet, D&W Custom Homes, Red Shed, Union Rural Electric, U.S. Gold, Potter's Carpet, Mosier's Market, and Norton's Sport. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
You found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
When my wife told me she was having a fling, I was like, say what?
He's so understanding.
My husband was cool with it, too.
We are talking about the dime fling, right?
Of course. Just fling the dime. at Matthews. Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Oh, us too. Just fling and get brand new Rams, Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more.
Everybody's doing it. Every vehicle. One doink down.
And not a penny more. Oh.
The all-new Ram trucks. With 2.9% financing for 72 months.
2.9 for 72 months.
Credit flung in the wrong direction? Just ask for credit amnesty.
All you need is a dime.
They've got the hottest new vehicles.
It's a fling at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
In Marion.
During the Make This the Summer Sales event.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram Bighorn, 49.2 done down, 746 a month, 72 months, 2.9% APR, plus tax effect title to qualified buyers.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
Our opening night matchup on 95X features two teams that made the playoffs for 2022. Worthington Christian won the Cardinal Division of the Mid-State League last year on their way to an 8-4 record and state playoff appearance. A return to the playoffs will depend on replacing three key offensive threats from 2022. Ethan Albert led the Warriors in rushing with 613 yards and 9 touchdowns, added 18 receptions for 208 yards and 4 touchdowns, and had 4 kickoff returns for TDs. Leading receiver Gibby Wilson had 45 catches for 769 yards and 12 touchdowns, and returned 3 punts for TDs. Correll Amspaugh added 38 receptions for 702 yards and 10 scores. The good news for Worthington Christian is that they returned the quarterback that threw all of those touchdown passes. Hobie Rakes is a four-year starter who threw for 2,455 yards and 38 TDs against just 9 interceptions a year ago. He had 3 300-plus yard games, and in the 2022 loss to Danville, he was 14 of 25 for 221 yards, 2 TDs, and 2 interceptions. The leading returning receiver is Cam Robinson, who had 27 receptions for 558 yards and 8 touchdowns. There are 6 others on this year's roster that caught passes from Rakes last year. Jacob Corbin, Caleb Holt, and Camden St. John are all excellent receivers who are expected to help pick up the slack. As these stats would indicate, the Warriors like to spread it out and depend on the pass. Last season, they averaged 211.3 yards per game through the air and only 130.8 on the ground. No returning rusher had more than 200 yards last year. On the defensive side of the ball, Worthington returns their leading tackler and four-year starter at linebacker, Dax Zartman. Jacob Corbin, Caleb Holt, and Camden St. John are also excellent defensive backs. St. John returns to handle the place-kicking duties. He was 58 of 62 on his PAT attempts and kicked 2 field goals in 2022. Jeff Hardings is entering his 7th year as the head coach at Worthington. The St. Henry native was an All-American at Penn State before spending 11 years in the NFL, where he was an All-Pro and won a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2005. We'll be back to preview the Danville Blue Devils after this break. You're listening to the KMAC MOAC Football Game of the Week on 95X.
Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682 or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it as I see it. And as I see it, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
At Ohio Health, we believe when you make a commitment to a community, you keep it. That's why we've called Morrow County home for 35 years, delivering primary care and specialized care in towns like Mount Gilead, Marengo, Cardington, Johnsville, and at Morrow County Hospital. We're proud to have earned your trust, and we plan to strengthen that bond in the years to come. Committed to caring for Morrow County, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. See more at ohiohealth.com/morrowcounty.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Danville Blue Devils are coming off a stellar 2022 campaign that saw them advance to the regional finals of the OHSA state playoffs before falling to eventual state runner-up Warren John F. Kennedy. They were 11-3 and 5-1 in the KMAC. They have been to the playoffs 21 times and sport a 26-21 record in those appearances. Like their adversary tonight, Worthington Christian, they have a lot of key people replaced from the 2022 campaign. Gone are leading rusher, defensive stalwart, and place kicker Max Payne. He rushed for 1,269 yards and 13 touchdowns last season. The Devils' leading receiver, Caden Colopy, had 48 receptions for 632 yards and 11 TDs. On the defensive side of the ball, they must replace the Division 7 Defensive Player of the Year, Levi Lyons. He had 149 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Like the Warriors, Danville can rebuild around last year's starting quarterback, Walker Weckesser. He threw for 1,575 yards and 18 touchdowns a year ago. He also had 426 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. The two leading receivers who return are Aiden Burke, 11 receptions for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Caleb Lucas, 14 receptions for 144 yards and also 2 TDs. The Blue Devils return most of their offensive and defensive lines. A newcomer who could make an impact is Cole DeLauder, a 6'3", 220-pound, explosive and powerful running back who will also play linebacker. Matt Bloom, and this is in his fourth season at Danville and his second as head coach. He likes to describe his offense as a power spread. They like to spread things out, then utilize that power run game. During last year's playoff run, he remarked that in previous years, they couldn't win close games or beat good teams. The fact that they are able to change that narrative in 2022 was what pleased him the most. Last year's team averaged 24.5 points per game while giving up only 16. They showed excellent balance, rushing for 173.9 yards per game and passing for 126.5. The Danville Blue Devils' slogan for 2023 is unfinished business. They took some giant strides last year and hope to carry that momentum into the new season tonight against a talented Worthington Christian team that is looking to avenge last year's 33-17 defeat. Keith Kokinda and I will have the opening kickoff from Danville after this break. For WVXG 95X Sports, I'm Dave Gornflow.
WVXG Mount Gilead.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Classic Rock 95X. Now down live to the field for tonight's play-by-play action.
And good evening from Danville Municipal Stadium in Danville, Ohio. Week one of the 2023 Ohio high school football season, and we should have a matchup of biblical proportions, if you will, as the Worthington Christian Warriors take on the Danville Blue Devils. Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. Thanks for joining us here on Classic Rock 95X, WVXG Radio, and the TuneIn app, free to download for either Android or iPhone users. Just download the TuneIn app and then look for WVXG so you can listen to our games anytime, anywhere. As talked about in the pregame, two teams with returning quarterbacks, and that's going to matter a lot because the weapons they had to choose from are a little bit limited in terms of experience, as you mentioned in the pregame show.
Another factor I think they have to take into consideration is that Danville's got to replace the back end of their secondary. They're starting halfbacks tonight are a freshman and a sophomore. They have a senior at safety, and they'll depend heavily upon their cornerbacks, and Wyatt Weckesser is one of those. But that'll be a key, how the back end of that secondary holds up against a guy that can really throw the ball around.
And I think you bring up a great point that they've changed a little bit what they're doing on defense. To me, it's basically going with a four-cornerback, one-safety setup. They have the two corners, Weckesser, as you mentioned, and Bouchard, Breyer Bouchard, inside cornerbacks, what they call Smokey and Bandit. Wonder where they got that idea from. Along with the regular cornerbacks on the outside, Wesley Payne, as well as Aiden Mickley, against a team like Worthington Christian, as you said, likes to throw the ball a lot. That could make a difference defensively for the Blue Devils.
And Hobie Riggs lost his top receivers, but he spread the ball around a lot last year and has like six different receivers returning to tonight's game that caught a pass in a game last year.
And when you talk to the late Mike Leach, had the air raid offense at Texas Tech and Washington State, he always talked about balance being in terms of spreading the ball out, not between rushing and passing, just trying to guess who's going to get the ball next. And Rakes had that last year, as you talked about before in our pregame show, and he's going to need to bring that again. Camden St. John, I think, is going to be a big key in that respect, one of the few guys coming back with some experience in that receiving call for the Warriors.
Another big factor in the game is a new player to Danville, transfer. Cole DeLauder, 6'3", 215-pound senior. He'll pick up the slack in the running game that they lost and will also fill in as a linebacker. So whether he's able to provide the balance that they had a year ago between running and passing could be a big factor in this one as well.
And that's an important point to bring up because these two quarterbacks are a bit of a contrast. Weckesser, we saw this last year when they won that second-round playoff game, 42-41 over Hillsdale. Weckesser is a running threat, much more of a running threat than Rakes is for Worthington Christian. So that's going to be a factor for the Warriors to deal with because they saw this last year, if you recall. These two teams met a year ago tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And in that game, Weckesser, in addition to being 9 for 16 for 67 yards passing, he also ran for 61 yards and a touchdown.
And Rakes on the season only had 186 total yards and 72 carries. So he's not as much of a threat to run, and we'll have to see how some of these young receivers are able to step up and fill in for the losses that they had, because two of those receivers were incredibly quick. I don't know if I've ever known of a football team at any level that had seven touchdowns from their kick return game, punts and kickoffs combined. Those guys were quick.
That they were. One of the
Wilson
reasons,
and Albert.
One of the reasons why Hayes threw for 37 touchdowns and only six picks in 2022. Teams are going to be entering the field, so we will take a quick break and be back for the kickoff. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
Back at Danville Municipal Stadium, and whoever programs the music here is a big AC/DC fan. We heard a lot of that in the pregame, but very appropriately, just as the Worthington Christian Warriors took to the field, they started playing AC/DC's classic Hell's Bells. Somebody's using brain cells upstairs. As the Danville Blue Devils take to the field, they'll be in the white helmets with the Detroit Tigers style D on the sides. They're going with the black alternates again, black jerseys and black pants. Worthington Christian going with the red helmets, white jerseys, and red pants. Again, these two teams met a year ago tomorrow, with the Blue Devils winning at Worthington Christian 33-17. Worthington Christian, 8-4 last season. Third time in the last four seasons that they have won eight games, which is the school record for most number of wins in the season. And that's one of the things these two teams have in common. They got to the playoffs, where Danville had a terrific run going through the fourth round before losing in heartbreaking fashion to Warren JFK on that late two-point convert. But these two teams, both coaches, think their teams still have some upside to them.
Absolutely. One thing we neglected to mention when we compare the two teams, it could be a factor in this one. Danville's size is much greater than that of Worthington Christian.
Especially on that offensive line. That we'll talk about that.
And they return a lot of people on the offensive and defensive line. And it's a cliche among coaches, but the games are won up front. And so it'll be interesting to see how Worthington Christian is able to hold up against a bigger and possibly stronger offensive and defensive line from Danville.
It will be the defensive line of Danville that gets tested first, as the Blue Devils will kick off, having won the toss and deferred. Worthington Christian will go right to left, which is north to south here at Danville Municipal Stadium. Here, the home side that we're on, the press box, is all set up on the east side of the stadium, which is the reverse of convention, which is you want yours on the west side, so the visiting people have to stare into the sun into the first half. All right, to kick it off, Walter Weckesser, the senior cornerback and cornerback, to kick it away. Cameron Robinson, a wide receiver, a junior, back to receive the kick along with Jacob Corbin, also a junior wide receiver. And we are underway at 2023. It's going to the far side. Corbin's going to pick it up at his 5. Up the right side across the 10. Reaches the 20. The 25. Across the 30. And finally pulled down at the 33-yard line. Excellent return. Gives the Warriors very good field position to start with. Worthington Christian playing football as an independent as they transfer into the Central Buckeye Conference. Now they are leaving the Mid-State League.
Owen Gronberg was on the stop there defensively for Danville.
Up front, Rylan Kirshner, number 72, a junior, is the center, number 72. He comes in at 230 out of the spread offense. Hobie Rakes, the senior quarterback, signals for the man in motion. On the jet sweep, it's Cameron Robinson coming out of the left side. Eludes one tackler, tries to get a block from Camden St. John, but Jacob Hackman, the free safety, the only safety, came up in run support and stopped it right at the line of scrimmage.
Had a promising start, but good pursuit from Hackman from his safety spot. He's a 5'10", 170-pound junior. Robinson, only returning starter in that secondary.
Robinson bobbled the ball a little bit as he got in the jet sweep. On the left side of the line, Emmanuel Guyapon, a sophomore at 230 at left guard, and Jonathan Bauman at left tackle, 6'5", 210, a senior. Second down and 10 out of the spread. Rakes is going to roll to his right, throwing on the run to the far side. Too tall for Camden St. John, who is 6'3", but that pass would have been better suited for somebody about 6'6".
Coverage over there by Nate Stevens and Walker Weckesser.
Again, they play four cornerbacks, do the Blue Devils. Wesley Payne, Walter Weckesser, along with Aiden Mickley and Briar Beauchart. Third and 10 for the Warriors. Worthington Christian, in last year's game, only 1 of 9 on third down conversions. They go 3 wide to the far side. Pistol formation coming up. A little high snap, a collision in the backfield. The throw is low, bobbled, and did he catch it with the left hand? He certainly did. Wonderful catch by Jacob Corbin, junior wide receiver, but well short of the first down. Just across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Great concentration to make that catch in double coverage.
And he was all but wearing the jersey of the defender on that play. It looks like the Warriors are going to go for it. Opening possession, 10:40 to go in the first quarter. Gorgeous night here in mid-Ohio.
Ball at their own 41-yard line.
And they're going for it. Two wide receivers to the right side. Rakes is going that way. The catch is made. It looks like it's enough for the first down. It is Camden St. John, the senior, who also does the place kicking. So the fourth down conversion is made by Worthington Christian to keep the drive going.
Just a quick out. Good coverage by Danville, but they made the catch just 1 yard beyond the stakes, and they'll get a second shot at it here from the 44-yard line.
Just a few puffy clouds in the sky here. A gorgeous night in Danville. Now they'll go 3 wide here to the left side with the ball on the right hash mark. Again, the pistol formation. Rakes with the long count, looking to his left, throws, finds his tight end Luke Hermes, who gets across midfield, across the 45 of Danville to the 43 for a first down for the Warriors. Finally making the tackle there was the middle linebacker Josh Byers Jr.
He was the first man there, but then the tight end drug about three more players with him for an additional 2 yards. They've got the ball now in Danville territory at the 43-yard line.
Hermes is the starting tight end, also the long snapper, 6'3", 210. He's a tough one to bring down. 72 degrees at kickoff. Temperature should drop to about 65 by the time the game is over with. Too wide to the far side. Again, the pistol formation for the Warriors. Play action. Rakes looking right, throwing long down that right sideline, and it's batted away. Nice play there made by Jacob Hackman, the free safety, playing center field as the free safety is supposed to do.
Nate Stevens there as well. Good pressure that time on the quarterback. In the game a year ago, Danville sacked Rakes 3 times and hurried him 4 more times. To contribute to the fact that he threw 2 interceptions in that game, only 9 in the entire season, and 2 of them in the opener against this Danville squad. That time, Danville showed a couple players creeping up as if they were going to bring blitz. Both of them backed away. They're dropping lots of people in secondary coverage, rushing only 3.
Again, the pistol formation, Daxon Zartman, the running back behind quarterback Hobie Rakes. They'll fake it to him. Rakes has to step up and avoid some pressure. Now he's moving to his left, throwing. He's got a receiver down there, but overthrows Jacob Corbin in the corner of the end zone. He had a step on the cornerback, Breyer Boschart, but the pass a little bit overcooked.
Good job that time by Worthington Christian of picking up a blitz by Josh Byers. He was coming off the right side, and they pushed him deep. Quarterback stepped up inside him and had a man wide open in the corner of the end zone. Overthrown, incomplete, 3rd and 10.
Well done by Jacob Corbin to recognize his quarterback is in trouble and go that way and help him out and give him a target, and it nearly worked. 3rd down and 10 for the Warriors at the Danville 43. They missed their earlier 3rd down conversion on this possession, but made it on 4th down. They'll go 4 wide, 3 to the wide side with the ball on the left hash mark. Zartman alongside of Rakes now. Rakes getting some pressure, moving to his left, throws up a wounded duck, turning around. Camden St. John is there, and an interference call coming up against Nathaniel Stevens, the extra defensive back. And that might be a little thin because Camden St. John stumbled trying to turn around and locate that ball.
That's a tough call. I think the receiver fell down before there was any contact, and they're talking it over.
This flag might get picked up, but yeah, you're right. Camden St. John was trying to look for the ball and adjust to it accordingly, and he stumbled. There's some uneven spots on this field and some bare spots down there. And yes, they will pick up the flag.
Stevens had nothing to do with the receiver falling down. That's a good job by an officiating crew. That's why you put 5 or 6 guys on the field. You got a couple of people taking a look at things. Get together, talk it over, see what you see. And in this case, they agreed that that was not interference. It's going to bring up a big 4th down play. Ball resting at the 43-yard line of Danville.
Definitely the right decision. So well out of the range of Camden St. John. He was hitting easily from 40 yards of warm-up, but this would be about 60 yards. So a 4th down again. St. John, Camden will go wide to the right. Inside of him will be Cameron Robinson, 3 wide over there. And then Jacob Corbin on that side as well. Hermes, the tight end on the left side. Zartman in the backfield with Rakes. He's rolling to his right. He's got good protection this time. Throwing down the middle for Camden St. John. And again, it's a little bit too high. So the Warriors go 1 for 2 on 4th downs in opening possession. Turn it over to the Blue Devils. Back with their first possession here on the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X and the TuneIn app.
Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682 or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
First play from scrimmage for the Danville Blue Devils gains 4 yards. Cole DeLoft, the senior running back at 6'3", 215, just pushed his way forward right to the middle of the line. We talked about 3 returning starters for Danville on that offensive line, although they did juggle a little bit as they moved Gavin Lepley from left tackle to right guard for this season. From the spread, 2 wide either side again to Lofter. gets through one tackle, got a yard, maybe two. Luke Hermes, defensive end, knifing in there, got there first.
First play, Danville showed trip receivers into the short side of the field and ran to the tight side or the wide side of the field. That time they had things split out a little bit more. They had two receivers right, a wing on the left. Tried to run it off the right side. Not much there. Third down and five. They'll spread it out this time.
Too wide to either side. Again, DeLofter in the backfield along with Walter Weckeser, the senior quarterback. Takes a snap, a lot of time, throws on the near side, has it complete to Breyer Beauchard at the 45-yard line of Worthington Christian. First down of the game for the Blue Devils.
Ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line. Beauchard was the inside receiver on the two-receiver side on the right. He ran an out cut just beyond the stakes, and Weckeser was on the money with this throw.
Now the Blue Devils go three wide to the left and empty the backfield. Tight end with a wing back on the right side. Number seven, we didn't get a number seven on their roster. It'll be a quarterback draw with DeLofter out of the Wildcat. And DeLofter powers his way across the 35 to the 30-yard line. Again, 6'3", 215.
Definitely a different look.
And this is what you talked about, Dave. The power spread. Spread it out and then use that strength up front. Offensive line up front. The center is Kendall Carter at 270 on the left side. Blake Colopy, there's a familiar name, at 195 at left guard. Greg Wilson at 240 at the left tackle. Right guard is Lepley, I mentioned, at 225. Right tackle, Wyatt Nisley, he's gotten bigger. He's 6'4", 295 now. Again, DeLofter off the Wildcat will take the quarterback draw, get forward to get 3, maybe 4 yards.
A little bit of a wrinkle on that one, though, we made him come back to. Weckeser was in a slot to the left. He came back in motion, and so you can look for a situation later on where they might change up, do something to him coming back on around the right side. But that time they go back to DeLauder in another 4-yard game.
I still have my depth chart from last year's playoff game against Hillsdale. At that time, Nisley was 6'3", 270. Now he's 6'4", 295. Lots of good work in the weight room, certainly. Going wide to the left is Wesley Norris, one of the wide receivers. He'll have Weckeser and Josh Byers Jr. inside of him. And now it'll be Weckeser move back to the quarterback style as DeLauder goes in motion, gets it on a jet sweep, moving to his right. He got a block from DeLauder.
So Wesley Payne on
got
the jet sweep.
Carry. Yeah, I thought I saw 12 instead of 2. My apologies.
He came from the wide side of the field. They ran it into the boundary. Short gain just inside the 25-yard line. And Danville's faced with a third and about four, a long three perhaps.
Halfway through this first quarter, 6 minutes left. Still scoreless. First possession for the Danville Blue Devils. Evans running things back at the station alongside Dave Gornflow. I'm Keith Kokinda as we open the 2023 high school football season. They fake the jet sweep, give it to DeLauder off the right side. Gets by one tackler, runs into Robinson who helped bring him down. But that should be good for another Danville first down, their third of this possession.
Keeping with that power run philosophy, they had in effect cross buck action because they faced to the receiver coming from right to left and ran it back to the right with DeLauder, who takes it down, and the Blue Devils are knocking on the door.
Ball at the 14-yard line of Worthington Christian, first and 10. Again, three wide to the left side, DeLauder alongside Weckeser in the spread. They have play clocks here at Danville, but they're not operating tonight. Weckeser dropping back, now getting pressure, moving to his left, trying to get away from one tackle. Breaks a tackle by Jacob Corbin, gets down inside the five, and into the end zone, Walter Weckeser for the touchdown. As the late Rick Jenneret would say, roll the highlight reel.
Weckeser had 6 rushing touchdowns a year ago, and that time he scrambled for another, but there's a flag on the play. Flag on the play. The officials are talking it over.
Yes, I see it. It's near where the offensive line lined up, and that more often than not indicates holding. John Metzger is our referee. No, it's going. It's Worthington Christian, so the touchdown will stand.
So apparently someone in that secondary was holding up one of the receivers.
Which is not uncommon. The receivers in these spread offenses, they have to block. We see a lot more of that than we did, say, 20 years ago with a receiver getting called for a holding penalty.
Weckesser did a great job of getting away from Jacob Corbin, who looked like he had a beat on him, but he broke that tackle and took it into the end zone for the first score of the game.
Weckesser will handle the extra point himself. Jacob Hackman, backup quarterback, will hold. Low snap, Hackman got it down, and Weckesser puts it through, 7-0. Danville, after each team has had a possession, back with more after this. It's the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
Welcome to Pillar Credit Union, serving our community for over 60 years. We're owned by our 9,000-plus members who care about making a local impact. As a not-for-profit, we focus on members and community support. As a member, you'll enjoy competitive rates, low fees, and tailored services with our state-of-the-art mobile app. We're committed to supporting local businesses, charities, and education by making a lasting impact together. Join Pillar Credit Union at pillarcu.com or visit one of our branches. Pillar Credit Union, your money, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Back with Dave Gornflow at Danville Municipal Stadium. I'm Keith Kokinda. 3 minutes, 45 seconds on that drive. 57 yards of cover. Now the holding penalty will be assessed on the kickoff, so that will allow Weckesser to kick it from midfield and more than likely put it in the end zone. And you heard my roll the highlight reel reference. Sad news if you're listening up in the Western New York, Southern Ontario area. The Buffalo Sabres legendary play-by-play announcer Rick Jenneret passed away last night at the age of 81. Had the job doing the Sabres play-by-play for 51 years. Colorful, talented, a lot of great catchphrases. That was one of them. Of course, if you're any kind of hockey fan, you know him for his famous Mayday call 30 years ago when Brad May scored in overtime to eliminate the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jenneret will be missed by anyone who's a hockey fan. And again, I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, so Buffalo Sabres are the enemy, okay? And yet Jenneret was one of the best there ever was. And I put him right up there with a Bob Cole, Mike Emmerich, anybody you want to name in that category, the late Dan Kelly, anybody you want to name in that category, Rick Jenneret was right up there. So for those of you in Buffalo, certainly thinking of him tonight, along with our mentor and friend Bob Kennedy. You heard us talk about him in the pregame show as well. Weckesser sends it away. It'll be fielded right at the goal line by Jacob Corbin. He'll get a chance to return it up the right sideline across the 20, near the 25, and he's pushed out of bounds there. That's where the Warriors will scrimmage for their second possession of the game. They got into Danville territory their first time, but were turned away on a fourth down, an incomplete pass.
And they kind of set the stage for what we could expect going forward on fourth and three or four in their own territory. They made that first down, but then did not gain any more yards once they moved it up. They threw an incomplete pass on fourth and 10 to turn the ball over on downs.
And again, Camden St. John's got pretty good range. He was hitting from 40 in pregame warmups, as I mentioned. They were easily good from there, so about they'll need to get a bit closer to give him a chance at field goals. Not that they did that much last year. He was only 2 of 6 in field goal attempts in 2022. Man in motion is Thompson on the jet sweep, and he'll get Robinson on the jet sweep. Cuts inside. He's got some space up to the 30, up the left side, the 40, and finally brought down at the 42-yard line by Breyer Beauchamp, but a terrific run by Cameron Robinson, the junior wide receiver.
Same play they tried on the very first play of their first series of downs with not much success. But after all passes since then, they came back to the run and got it cleared out to the 42-yard line.
Got a good block on the outside, which enabled him to make the cut inside where there was room. 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Worthington Christian Warriors down 7-0, their second possession. Rakes rolling to his right, throwing, and it's behind Jacob Corbin looking for it on the wide receiver's screen.
That time Rakes tucked it in as if he was going to run a sweep and then pulled it up and attempted to throw, but missed on his connection. It'll bring up second and 10.
Now Rakes just a little bit off, whether it be his decision-making or the actual throws. He's missed a couple of open receivers. We've seen him throw a couple passes over the head of Camden St. John as well. 4:43 left in the first quarter.
He's a four-year starter. Threw for over 2,500 yards a year ago.
And again, 37 touchdowns, only six picks. Hermes tight end, a wing back on the right side, two to the right. Robinson out here to the left side. They're going to give it to Zartman. Bounces off a blocker, goes to his right, gains a yard at best. Brought down there by Dominic Mosher, senior defensive tackle.
Help on the play from, I think it was Mosher, Dominic Mosher.
Yeah, he was their first 13.
Yep.
They give him 2 yards generously, so third and eight coming up. Worthington Christian 0 for 2 on their first possession on their third down conversions. Robinson will go wide to the right side. Three out here to the left. Hermes, Corbin, and Camden St. John inside out. Now Hermes will go in motion on the right side, and then a couple players moved up front. Flag comes in. The right guard, Tife Adesoye, moved. But was he influenced? Yes, he was. So that'll be a free 5 yards for the Warriors. Andre Priest at 220 is the right tackle. Again, Adesoye, the right guard at 190. They're both seniors on that right side. Three seniors started. Bauman at the left tackle is the other one. The other two, Kirshner, the center, is a junior. And Emmanuel Gayapong, the left guard, is a sophomore. So it's a fairly experienced offensive line that the Warriors have. So third and eight, something becomes a much more manageable. Third and three. Three wide. Corbin inside, Robinson on the right side. High snap over the head. Breaks, and it's going to be recovered by Danville. And it looks like Wesley Norris got there. No, it's Aiden Burke. You're right. 22, not 23. Aiden Burke, junior linebacker, got in there first. And the ball bounced. He got a good bounce. It bounced his way away from Rakes trying to get to it.
He stepped up on the corner and was coming to blitz. They've been staying pretty much with a three-man rush. And that time they brought Burks off the corner, and the timing was perfect. He was able to slide underneath, corral the football. Danville's got an opportunity here inside their own 40-yard line, inside the Worthington Christian 40-yard line for their second possession.
First turnover of the game, too wide out here to this side.
Bring motion to go to trips.
And DeLauder gets it out of the spread offense. He is brought down by number 25, Daxon Zartman. Gain of 2 on that play. Well, maybe give him 3, actually, to the 35-yard line. So that'll bring up 2nd and 7, 3:19 to go in the first quarter. Danville looking to add to a 7-0 lead.
That time they brought motion across from the wing on the left side and ran the ball to the right side, which was the split side and the wide side of the field.
Ball almost right in the center of the field for 2nd and 8. The Weckesser going out wide. DeLauder in the Wildcat formation again with an empty backfield. I have to think it's a quarterback draw, and it is. He's going left. Got a good block on that left side. Gets down to the 30-yard line. Greg Wilson, the left tackle at 240, created the space for him.
It's your spread version of student body left.
Precisely. It's an old single.
Blockers out in front.
It's an old single wing play is what it is. At this spread, these spread offenses with the quarterback running is not a whole lot different from what teams used to run in the single wing days of the 20s and 30s and even the 40s before the prominence of the T formation with Clark Shaughnessy, George Halas, and the Chicago Bears. Third and three coming up, 2:15 to go in this first quarter. Two wide out here to the near side. Number 7 goes in motion. DeLauder alongside Weckesser, who's rolling right. DeLauder picks up a blitzer, gives Weckesser a chance to turn upfield and run. Gets a cry out. One tackle up the sideline to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, 10-5. Touchdown number 2 for Walter Weckesser. This one from 30 yards out.
He had some good blocking, but he made some great moves along the way. He had contact almost at the line of scrimmage, broke away from that, then eluded defenders, going to 30 yards into the end zone for the touchdown, his 2nd of the game.
But to me, the big key was getting the block from DeLauder on the blitz. That enabled him to get outside and make that play. Weckesser will try his own point again. Hackman holding. Again, Weckesser ran for 6 touchdowns last year. And that'll make it 14-0 as the extra point is good. Back with more here on the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
And the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app is brought to you by U.S. Gold Jewelers, Edison Billiards, Mike's Roofing, Pillar Credit Union, Donnelly Ford and Galleon, REMAX Hometown Realty, Morrill County Hospital, part of the Ohio Health Network, and The Ohio State University Marion. Danville now leading 14-0 on a sunny evening here in Knox County.
And if there's any question about whether Danville would be able to replace the running attack that they lost a year ago, that question has been answered.
And then some.
DeLauder has been effective, taking it up inside, and Weckesser equally effective, running it to the outside with two long touchdown runs to put his team up by 14. Squib kick.
Squib kick, and it's fielded by one of the upmen, and he was down just across the 30-yard line. That was the left guard, the right guard, Tife Adesoye. Good hands for a lineman there. So third possession for the Warriors. First one they turned it over on downs. Last one they fumbled. Now this offense of Worthington Christian struggling a bit, and Jeff Harding's a former All-American center at Penn State and a Super Bowl winner with the Steelers in Super Bowl 40, has some offensive questions he needs to answer here.
Thus far, Danville's defensive scheme has been very effective. They're committing three players to the rush and eight to defending the pass and doing a great job with that. They've brought somebody from the outside a couple different times, but that's all. They're depending on the three down people to bring the heat.
They empty the backfield, rakes, fakes a throw. Now he's looking to run, runs to his left, and he's pulled down at the line of scrimmage by Wesley Payne, the cornerback, the outside cornerback. And I think that's a good point you bring up, Dave, is they're not concerned with the Warriors' running game right now. They don't think the Warriors can run very well, and they're committing to come playing pass defense. As you said, it's working to perfection right now.
And yet, in that instance, with Payne kind of reading on the outside from that corner position, able to come up and take on the quarterback Rakes as he tried to run for a gain of maybe a yard. We'll give him a yard and call it second down and nine. It's also interesting to note that in three defensive series now, Danville has used three different defensive linemen on each of those series. This is the same group that started the game, but they had a second group in before.
Off play action, a throw out to the right side is ruled incomplete.
Yeah, that ball hit the ground.
Yeah, Jacob Corbin tried to scoop it up, do the short hop there and get away with it, but he couldn't.
Yeah, so, official on our side is coming in and telling them that that ball hit the ground. They'll move that one back and even make it third and nine.
And even though he was on this side, he had the best view of it because there was nobody in his way. He could clearly see that ball hit the ground. 62 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's been all Danville Blue Devils lead 14-0. A couple of spectacular touchdown runs by senior quarterback Walter Weckesser.
He was overruled.
He was overruled. They did give him the catch. Okay, so Corbin with the reception puts the ball at the 39-yard line.
We had the same angle he had, and that ball bounced.
Pretty much, yes. It wasn't that much different. You're right. Third and a long two coming up for the Warriors, who are 0 for 3 on third down conversions in this game. They'll go Robinson to the short side with the ball on the right hash mark. Again, Warriors going right to left. Two out here to the near side. Pistol formation. Now they go four wide, and they'll fake it to Zartman. Herakes running right, gets away from one tackler, tries to spin out of another tackle, and a flag comes in. A couple of flags come in as Rakes was tackled.
Josh Byers on the tackle.
And I'm thinking he might have grabbed something he shouldn't have grabbed, the way those flags came in just as he was pulling Rakes down.
Good pressure that time by Danville, forcing Rakes out of the center of the formation and forcing him to go right.
And John Metzger, our referee. Yes, it is a face mask call, and it's the major foul. So 15 yards and an automatic first down. So I'll put Worthington Christian into Danville territory. Second time in three possessions they've been there. Ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line of the Blue Devils with 33 seconds left in this first quarter.
One of Worthington Christian's strengths is their speed, and thus far Danville's been able to neutralize that for the most part.
Camden St. John alone out here to the wide side. Again, pistol formation. Zartman behind Rakes, who's back to throw. Got some good protection. Throwing up the right side for Robinson, who goes up and nearly makes a spectacular catch. Trying to pull that down out in double coverage.
Briar Beauchart and Wesley Payne on the coverage. Excellent, excellent coverage. Cameron. And that's one of the things that having eight defenders in the secondary allows you to do. They're doubling up on some of the better receivers, and they've been very effective with it thus far.
Now, as I mentioned, they're playing with four cornerbacks. And they're, as you said, they're able to double up in pass coverage. Robinson, a bit of a beanpole at 6 feet, 150, but showed some hops trying to go up and get that ball. Second and 10, 16 seconds to go. Camden St. John out wide out here to the near side with a slot inside of him. Robinson alone on the right side against Zartman, and he'll get the carry off the left side. He's got some room. Gets by one defender across the 40 to the 37-yard line, about a yard short of a first down before he's tackled by Blake Colopy. And I really think Colopy's been playing high school football in Central Ohio since the first protozoa crawled out of the primeval muck. We've seen dozens of them over the years. That'll do it for quarter number one. Walt Weckesser with two touchdown runs have the Danville Blue Devils up 14-0 over the Worthington Christian Warriors. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
No one expects an emergency to happen, but when it does, Morrow County Hospital is ready to care for you. Our experienced emergency medicine physicians and nurses are specially trained to respond to medical emergencies and life-threatening situations. If you experience a medical emergency, call 911. Morrow County Hospital Emergency Department. 24/7 emergency care right in your neighborhood.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. 14-0 Danville as we start the second quarter, and a bunch of movement on the offensive line of Worthington Christian. And just when it looks like the offense is starting to show some life, they shoot themselves in the foot with a penalty. And those are the ones that kill coaches, the ones before the snap and after the whistle, because those are mental errors.
So the Warriors, you got to believe from what we've seen thus far that they're going to take two more shots at getting this first down. So
yeah, third and six now after the penalty backs the Warriors up to the Danville 42-yard line. In their opening possession, they made it into Danville territory but turned it over on downs. Robinson and Corbin will come out here to the near side with Corbin in the slot. Camden St. John alone on the left side out of the pistol formation. Play action to Zartman. Rakes rolling to his right, throwing in the sideline complete to Robinson at the 30. Dodges the tackle, breaks out of another one, gets pulled out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. But that's good for another Warriors first down. Camden Josh Robinson, unofficially three catches already tonight.
Josh Byers finally made the stop, but not before two different players were eluded by Cam Robinson. He's a 6-foot, 150-pound junior.
And a good route runner, too. That's what I've noticed right away is he runs very solid routes and has good hands.
Leading returning receiver, he had 27 receptions, 558 yards, and 8 touchdowns a year ago.
He's alone on the near side, the short side, with the ball on the right hash mark. Warriors going left to right here in quarter number two. Again, pistol setup. Zartman on play action. Rakes will keep it and gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but dives forward for a couple of yards. Weckesser making the tackle. but that's good for a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards. And again, Rakes is not much of a running threat. You know, last season, he only ran for 186 yards on 72 carries.
They are most often isolating Cam Robinson by himself and sending multiple receivers to the other side. From my perspective, that gives Danville an easier opportunity to double up on him.
Off play action again, Rakes. Can't get away this time, and he's sacked back at the 32-yard line.
Okay, now
Caleb
we've got
Lucas.
Our,
now
we've
got
answer.
Caleb Lucas, who was listed as number 81 on our roster, is number 7. He's been converted to wide receiver on the offensive side, is now playing in a defensive position as well, as a defensive end, I should say.
You were doing the same thing I was doing.
Yeah.
Holding my breath, waiting to hear the PA announcer say
right.
Who that was.
He played mostly offense last year, but has been moved over to the defensive side to go both ways. And again, switching to a wideout from a tight end spot at 6'2", 215.
One of the three down linemen putting pressure on.
Third down and 17, and Rakes pass
intercepted.
Intercepted by Danville. It's Kendall Carter trying to fight off Rakes' tackle. Kendall Carter down the left side of the 20, and finally brought down by Hermes at the 13-yard line.
What a picture that was. That's a lineman's dream. Kendall Carter, 6'2", 275, stuck his hands up, made the catch, ran over one defender, but was finally caught from behind by Luke Hermes, but not before he gets the ball inside the 15-yard line and gives his Danville team an excellent opportunity to put a big cushion between themselves and Worthington Christian.
Well, coach has always told his defensive linemen, if you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up. Lee saw Rakes was going to throw long before he could get to him, so he got the hands up, batted up in the air, and made the catch and went, as Chris Berman would say, bumbling, stumbling away until he was finally able to brought down at the 13-yard line. So Danville with their second takeaway of the game. They cashed in their first one. Danville first is going to call timeout. We'll take one as well. It's the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
Someone will write the next great novel. Someone will help find a cure. Someone will inspire others to greatness. Someone will give back to those in need. Will it be you? Will it be you to start your personal journey toward success? Learn more at osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM, The Ohio State University at Marion. Will it be you?
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
When you're playing against a talented quarterback, one of the things you want to do is make life difficult for him. By my count, they've had 2 hurries, 1 sack, and 1 interception thus far.
And
they're
putting
the pressure on.
And they've chased Rakes around a few times as well. He's good at getting away from the rush, but he's not good as good as a running back necessarily. And that's one of the things I think you talked about this earlier, alluding to the fact that they're playing to stop the passing game, knowing that Rakes really can't run all that well as far as gaining yardage is concerned.
And they're getting that kind of pressure with just 3 down linemen, bringing a corner occasionally.
DeLauder alongside Weckesser in the backfield in the spread offense, 3 wide, 2 to the short side. Throws on the right side, and it's a little bit too far for Briar Beauchart to pull down as he crashes into the fence over there beyond the end zone. Hunter Anderson, senior corner. A little bit of a mismatch there against Beauchart, who's only 6 feet.
Beauchart had some distance between himself and the defender, but just slightly overthrown.
Well, he had to overthrow it to get it over the 6'3" Anderson. That's
yes,
part
of
that. He affected that pass just by being in the passing lane. 10 minutes, 5 seconds to go in quarter number 2. Danville already up 14-0, looking for more here. Again, 2 wide receivers out here to the short side. Carson Proper into the game outside of Aiden Burke. Play action, throw on a quick slant. It's complete down inside the 5-yard line.
Fumble. A fumble.
And it looks like the Warriors have it. Jonathan Bauman, the senior defensive end, fell on it after the completion. So the first takeaway for Worthington Christian. in the shadow of their own goal line.
They hit Payne on the slant, and he took a couple steps, was hit hard, coughed it up. That turnover is going to give it back to Worthington Christian, and that's a big, big play at this juncture. This is a Christian team that's got the capability of putting points on the board. They haven't shown it yet in this one, but going down three scores could have been very, very difficult to come back from. But that big turnover, let's see what it does for them in terms of momentum on the offensive side of the ball.
Corbin inside of Camden St. John on the right side, Robinson along the left side. Camden is the younger brother, Ian, who's in the team as well. And here goes Zartman, a fake up the middle, gets across the 15, close to the first down, give him about 8 yards for Daxon Zartman, 5'11", 180-pound senior running back.
A year ago, he had 25 carries for 115 yards and a pair of touchdowns. That time, the play started to the right. Was kind of jammed up, and he effectively cut it back to his left for a good gain on first down to get them out of the shadow of their own end zone.
Good vision to bounce back to the inside. You normally see runners bounce back to the outside. Same formation, three wide out of the pistol. It's Zartman again, cuts back to his left. Fumbled the football, but it looks like Worthington Christian has it this time.
Yep.
Zartman on the carry, fumble on the play. Looks like it is recovered by the Warriors.
As they untangle the pile, still fight. I think it's Luke Hermes down there, the tight end, who jumped on it. Indeed,
yep,
he did. He was fighting down there with Walter Weckesser.
Good hit that time by Byers to cough the ball loose. But alertly, Hermes falls on the fumble.
And that gives
and they get first down yardage.
They do get a first down out of it with 9:10 to go until halftime. Worthington Christian looking for their opening score, down 14-0. Ball in the center of the field. Too wide to the far side. Robinson and Corbin on play action. The throw is complete to Corbin on a slant in from his slot receiver position. And he's across the 35 to the 37 for another Warrior first down.
Wesley Norris on the tackle that time. They faked the run to the right, then look back left on the slant. And very, very effective. The play fake gave them the time they needed to give the receiver time to get inside. And an excellent throw that time by Rakes. You got to know a quarterback that's thrown for this many yards, if he gets into a rhythm, he's just going to get that much better and become that much more dangerous.
Now it's going to be Zartman again. Has a hole pulled down by Payne at the 41-yard line. Caleb Lucas pulled him down. Well, they give it to the 40, so gain of three on that play. Second and seven with 8:15 to go until halftime. And the Warriors' offense suddenly starting to show life again.
I think they're looking at that three-man line and deciding we're going to have to run a little bit to keep them honest. And they found holes when you're only working around three defenders and you got five guys to block them.
The spread, Rakes on play action, moving to his left. He has time. Now throws to the far side. It's incomplete over the head of Jacob Corbin.
Good pressure that time by Caleb Lucas. Rakes had to step away from the pressure to throw the ball and was a bit inaccurate again. And most of his incompletes have been high.
Yeah, he had some time at first, but then Lucas came late. 7:53 left until halftime. Warriors have all three of their timeouts. Danville have two. Camden St. John goes wide to the left. Corbin will be inside of him with Robinson alone out here to the near side. Hermes a wingback on the left. Ball in the center of the field. Pistol formation with Zartman behind Rakes as Hermes goes in motion coming here to this side. Play action to Zartman, who gets a good block to pick up a blitz. And now Hermes with his second catch of the game gets to the 45, 2 yards short of the first down with Briar Beauchart, the defensive the cornerback on this side, making the tackle.
First time we've seen a bit of a bootleg look. That time they brought Luke Hermes back across the formation.
Fourth down, the Warriors are 1-for-2 on fourth down conversions tonight. And they will go for it once again in their own territory.
Interesting to see if Danville brings anybody.
I don't remember Mike Tomlin gambling this much on fourth down at his own end, which is somebody Jeff Harding's learned from playing for the Steelers.
Bring pressure from the outside.
But he got the pass away to Hermes, who gets across the 50 into Danville territory for a first down.
Weckesser came on the blitz from the right side, but he was picked up.
Well, you talked about the size of the Danville line. One of the principles of Worthington Christian High School comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and referencing putting on the full armor of God. And you need to put on a lot of armor to deal with this big defensive line that the Danville Blue Devils have. But it's starting to work now. It's starting to click. And that rhythm you talked about, Dave, is starting to come into play. First down Warriors, 6:35 to go until halftime there at the Danville 47-yard line. Out of the pistol, they give it to Zartman, who gets stuffed right at the line of scrimmage by Kendall Carter, who had that interception earlier.
Kendall Carter moved straight down the line of scrimmage and was able to grab the ball carrier right at the line for no gain.
It'll actually be a loss. They'll give him a loss of a yard, so a TFL racked up for Kendall Carter with 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go until halftime.
Carter at 6'2", 275, had 64 tackles and 17 tackles for loss a year ago to go with two sacks.
Ball at the Danville 48, three wide, Corbin inside of Robinson on the left side, Hermes going in motion from the right side to the left side. Play action to Zartman, throw to Robinson a little bit behind him as he was running that slant in from the outside receiver spot. And that's one a lot of times you see that they get throw it to the slot receiver on that pattern. This time it was Robinson, the wide man, who ran the slant.
And there were two Danville defenders that were in the line of that throw. They got their hands up. They didn't touch the ball. It got through, but they had to impact the vision that Rakes had in trying to find that slant pass. A little bit behind his receiver, a little bit high that time.
And I think that pressure forced him to throw it maybe a beat too late, because if he'd have thrown it when he wanted to, it probably would have been on target. So 3rd and 11 coming up for the Warriors with 5:41 left until halftime. Straight drop back out of the spread by Rakes. He has time. Throws to the near side. Has to complete to Camden St. John at the 38-yard line, and he's tackled right there. Short of the first down, though.
Coverage there by St. John. Coverage on the play was by Wesley Norris. And you had Josh Byers there. A little help from Nate Stevens. They're going to spot the ball. We'll see where they put it down. The sticks show
it's like
40.
Looks like it's going to be at the 39 of Danville, so it's about a yard and a half, actually. And Jeff Hardings will call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:34 to go till halftime. Worthington Christian looking to cut into this 14-0 Danville lead. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it as I see it. And as I see it, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
Evan is running things back at the station alongside Dave Gornflow. I'm Keith Kilkindon. Hearing that Mike's Roofing commercial with former American League umpire Larry Barnett, I can hear Red Sox fans seething right now. Those who are of age, that is. Look up 1975 World Series Game 2 on YouTube. You'll find it there. 4th and 2, the Warriors are 2 for 3 on 4th down conversions, including one earlier on this drive. They're at the Danville 49, 39 I should say. It's listed as 2, it's about a yard and a half actually. 5:34 to go until halftime, and Worthington Christian looking for their first points of the season. Down 14-0. A little confusion in the backfield. Hermes finally lining up as a wing back on the left side. Now they'll move him in motion to the right side. Camden St. John wide out here. Daxon Zartman alongside Rakes, who has all kinds of pressure, but he got out of it. Up the middle to the 35 and down to the 33-yard line of first down. Boy, he got pressured there early by Kendall Carter, but he snaked his way through.
And Danville that time showed their inside linebackers creeping up as if they were going to come. They backed off. The three down linemen got enough pressure, but Rakes avoided them. Pretty nifty job running that time to get the first down.
Yeah, he's not a terrific straight ahead runner, but he's elusive. He's got some moves back there and can avoid. We've seen him having to move left, right, and even step up in the pocket to avoid the rush. Pistol formation against Zartman behind Rakes. on play action. Riggs bobbled the ball as he tried to fake it. Kendall Carter is all over it to drop him for another loss. Hobie Riggs went to make the fake on the read option, but he bobbled the ball or maybe even bumped into Zartman with it. But either way, Kendall Carter used that half-second delay to jump all over Riggs and bring him down for a loss.
Second tackle for loss by Kendall Carter.
The second and 12, 4:37 to go until halftime. Again, the Warriors still have all three of their timeouts. Down 14-0. And Danville won this game at Worthington Christian, 33-17, a year to go tomorrow. Week three will be at Worthington Christian for our classic game of the week. Again, the pistol formation, two wide out here to the near side. Corbin inside of Camden St. John. Rakes is looking this way, throws St. John, has it at the 25, down to the 20, inside the 20, where he's brought down by Nathaniel Stevens. Another Warrior first down, and the offense is slowly starting to get that rhythm you talked about, Dave.
Nice route, good patience by Rakes to wait till his receiver made the cut, and he put the ball right on the money.
First trip inside the green zone, as Bob Greasy always liked to call it, because green means go. He never liked the term red zone. Well, he learned that from Don Shula, of course. Of course, Shula learned from the inventor of football as we know it today, Paul Brown. 18-yard line for the Warriors. First down, three wide, two to the short side here. Robinson inside of St. John. Pistol formation, a little movement by Danville, but they didn't cross the line, or did they?
I got a timeout.
No, a timeout called by Worthington Christian. That's their second. We'll take it as well. The Warriors on the move with 3:35 to go until halftime. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
At Ohio Health, we believe when you make a commitment to a community, you keep it. That's why we've called Morrow County home for 35 years, delivering primary care and specialized care in towns like Mount Gilead, Marengo, Cardington, Johnsville, and at Morrow County Hospital. We're proud to have earned your trust, and we plan to strengthen that bond in the years to come. Committed to caring for Morrow County, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. See more at ohiohealth.com/Morrow County.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
And remember, you can take us with you for the Classic Game of the Week anywhere you go. Just either log on to WVXG Radio for the live stream, WVXGRadio.com, that is, or download the free TuneIn app for either your Android or iPhone. Look up WVXG, and you can listen to the Classic Game of the Week anywhere you are. Alongside Dave Gorenflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. Daxon Zartman off the left side gets grabbed and pulled down after a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards. Blake Colopy getting there first for the Blue Devils.
Greg Wilson also in on the stop.
Next week we'll be at Mount Gilead as the Indians look to build on last year's spectacular season and terrific stadium. They'll be hosting the Upper Sandusky Rams in an oddly contest. Again, the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable begins at 6 p.m., followed by the ONM pregame show hosted by Skip Mossick, and then we'll be on at about 6:55 Eastern Time. Dave Gorenflow and myself. Straight drop back. Rakes has a wide open. Corbin on the left side gets grabbed and pulled down by his opposite number out of bounds. Inside the five, Wesley Payne making the tackle, but that should be good for a first and goal for the Warriors.
Corbin was a slot receiver that time. Rakes dropped back, and Robinson came on a slant, and they followed it with just a little bit of a horn route, and were able to connect. And now they're knocking on the door looking for their first score.
A pick play without the pick, as it were. 2:48 to go, first and goal at the 3-yard line. Big formation and a couple of tight ends into the game for the Warriors. In motion is the lone wide receiver, Corbin, going right to his left. Give it to Daxon Zartman, who's grabbed at the backfield immediately for a loss by Kendall Carter, his third tackle for loss on this possession.
Very impressive job when you think about what they're doing up front with just three down linemen. But Carter is 275, and he's tough to handle.
Now, Worthington Christian will go to a more conventional look. Again, they'll go back to their three wide receiver look.
Danville has four down linemen as well.
Hermes moves to the right side as a wingback. Play action to Zartman out of the pistol. Rakes throws into the end zone, and he's got his man, Jacob Corbin, for a touchdown. So the offense finally working for the Worthington Christian Warriors, and they have a chance to cut the Danville lead in half.
Getting a little bootleg action that time. Started left, little roll to the right, and Corbin really was pretty well wide open in the end zone.
Camden St. John will attempt the extra point. Rakes will be the holder, and Luke Hermes is the snapper. St. John was 58 out of 62 on extra points last season. Rolling snap, but Rakes got it down, but it was blocked at the line of scrimmage, and it still got through. A little bit of everything on that extra point, but it's through. And with 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go until halftime, the Worthington Christian Warriors have the Blue Devils lead to 14-7. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two, two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
You found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Alongside Dave Gornflow, Evan is running things back at the station. I'm Keith Kokinda. Glad you could join us for the Classic Game of the Week. It's turning into a good one now that the Worthington Christian offense has found a way. They get their first touchdown of the season.
And don't forget that drive started when they recovered a fumble in the shadow of their own end zone.
Right. 92 yards and 17 plays. Took 7:55. And keeping in mind, you know, three of those plays were tackles for losses by Kendall Carter. But Camden St. John will kick it off. He and his younger brother Ian both standout soccer players. I told Ian, with that name, Ian St. John, you should be playing soccer full time. Ian St. John, a legendary Scottish footballer at Liverpool back in the 1960s, which pains me to say as a Manchester United supporter. Camden St. John sends it away, line drive, it's deep, and it's going to go into the end zone for the automatic touchback. Smart play there, yes, by Wesley Payne to let that go rather than try to field it, because that was on a line and had some heat on it.
We haven't seen Weckesser throw the ball very often tonight, but we'll see how they approach this. Do they keep them spread out? Think they can still maybe run the football? Is he going to go with the air? Got 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining, and two timeouts.
The sun is just about set over on the far side. It's poking through the trees, but it's shielded up by the trees. We can slide the window open, the sun shield, which I'd like to thank Danville for putting that in, by the way. makes life a whole lot easier in the first half of a game with that sun shield there to block the sun out and make it an easier view for us. Well, Devils will go full wide, two to either side. DeLauder alongside Weckesser, who's throwing on first down, has a completion for maybe 2 yards to Aiden Burke. Clock keeps running, though. The Devils will go no huddle right now.
Got to believe that play was done for a purpose, not to gain the 2 yards, but to set something else up, because with the length of the field to go, 2 yards is not what you want to go for.
A minute 40 left until halftime again. The Blue Devils with two timeouts, as Dave mentioned. Weckesser on a roll to the left, still rolling left. Now he's looking to throw a long down the sideline. He's got a man. It's just off the hands of Breyer Boshart.
Boshart was running a flag route to the sideline. When Weckesser ran out of the pocket, he broke it off and ran downfield. He was open. He overthrown.
He had a step and a half on Hunter Anderson, the cornerback, but the pass just a little bit too much on it. A minute 28 to go now until halftime, and the Blue Devils facing a 3rd and 7.
Weckesser comes over to the sideline, gets the play from the coaching staff, back in the huddle. you're now to the point where with a third and long and a minute 28, you have to be sensitive to giving the ball back to Worthington Christian with time and favorable field position to do something with it in the remaining minute and a half.
The Warriors do have a timeout left. Again, the Blue Devils go four wide, two to either side. Weckesser back to throw. He's got time. Hermes trying to put in some pressure. Flag comes in, probably holding against the Blue Devils. Hermes tries to make the tackle. He breaks out. Weckesser finally gets across the 25 to the 26. But I have a feeling Hermes was grabbed as he was trying to pressure Weckesser there.
And with a stop at the 25-yard line, leaving a third and five or six, you can expect this penalty to be declined.
Well, they have it marked at the 26, so it'll be third and four. Well, I call it block below the waist, maybe?
Yeah.
I thought that was a signal. Yes, it was. It is going against the Blue Devils, and John Metzger giving the options to Worthington Christian as to what they want to do. As you said, Dave, third and four from the 26 if they decline it. And a minute 17 to go until halftime.
Still debating.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Harding's actually stepped onto the field. He's talking with the linesman over on the far side.
And he's going to decline it.
Yeah, Harding's looks like he could still get out there and snap the ball to Ben Roethlisberger a few times if he had to. He's still in great shape. And you mentioned the pregame, twice an All-Pro with the Steelers, Super Bowl winner, and All-American at Penn State. Had to think he learned a lot from a couple of great coaches in the late Joe Paterno and Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. Of course, Tomlin, the first Steelers coach to win a Super Bowl who did not play for the Cleveland Browns. The previous two did, Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher, of course.
First time to punt for Danville, and they're breaking in a new punter. Josh Byers is back in punt formation. Payne did the kicking for them a year ago. And don't forget, this is a dangerous return team. They don't have the same returners, but I'm sure they still have the same scheme. And back deep is Cam Robinson, who is a speed burner.
Along with Jacob Corbin. Robinson on the near hash mark. Corbin the far side. No pressure. Decent punt. It's going to be Corbin from his 36. Corbin right at the middle of the 45. Gets away from one tackler. Gets to midfield. Still going up the left side. Across the 40. And finally yanked down at the 36-yard line by Josh Byers Jr. But a great return by Jacob Corbin. Sets up the Warriors with a minute to go. And they have a timeout left.
Stepped it up inside when he first took the catch and then broke it to the outside. Had a bit of a wall of blockers as he headed to the sideline. So now you've got a different situation where you've got a Warrior club that likes to throw the football, and they can make a very effective use of this remaining 1 minute.
Unofficially, 32 yards on the return. Two wide out here to the near side. Corbin inside of St. John. Robinson alone on the left side. Ball on the left hash mark. Warriors going left to right. Rakes on the roll to the right side. Throwing outside for St. John, who makes a diving catch at the 24-yard line. First down for the Warriors. Hobie Rakes, as you said, Dave Gornflo, is starting to find that rhythm.
Camden St. John with excellent hands on that one, diving to make the catch.
And a great throw by Hobie Rakes, putting it where only St. John could catch it, low and outside. Three wide to the left. Corbin, Robinson, and St. John inside to out as Rakes is looking that way. He's throwing to a slant, and it's complete to Corbin. Or no, to St. John. Makes the catch at the 12. Or no, they'll say it bounced. Incomplete.
That time, St. John went down the field, planted, actually came back to make the catch. But it bounced first. Going to bring up second down and 10. Clock down to 32 seconds.
Again, Warriors still have a timeout. In case I didn't mention earlier, it is a natural grass field here at Danville Municipal Stadium. Pretty lush and thick, although, again, there are some bare spots out there. So 32 seconds left. Ball at the 24-yard line of Danville. The Warriors on the move again. They scored on their last possession. Looking to get a tie before halftime. Rakes throwing up the right side for Hermes, the tight end, and overthrows him in the corner of the end zone.
That time Robinson lined up as the middle receiver on the trip side. He came on a post route across the middle. He was open, but they tried to go over the top down the right side to Hermes, who was a single receiver on that side. And right now, Worthington Christian has a tendency to throw to the single receiver side.
Yeah, and that's the first time we've seen Hermes line up as the wide man in that. So we've seen him as a slot man or a wingback a number of times, but it's the first time he's the lone wideout over here. And they're going to bring him over here to the wingback spot on the right side again with Corbin Robinson St. John inside to out on the left side. Zartman alongside Hobie Rakes in the spread formation on third down. Rakes the slant, and Robinson has to turn, but he catches it at the 15-yard line. Eludes a couple of tackles, breaks away at the 10, and into the end zone for a touchdown. What a great move by Cameron Robinson.
Came back to the very same set, and I mentioned how open he was on that post route before. They hit him on the post, but then he bounced it back to his left. He was coming from the left side, caught it over the middle, bounced it back to left, eluded about three tacklers on his way to the end zone for the touchdown, a PAT away from tying it up.
Boy, what terrific vision and intelligence from Cameron Robinson, both before and after the catch. So again, it'll be Camden St. John to try the extra point out of the hold of Hobie Rakes. Better snap from Luke Hermes, and a better extra point there. So the Worthington Christian Warriors with 16 seconds left, back on level terms as we approach halftime here on the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
Looking for family fun you can have at home? Look to Edison Billiard. Edison Billiard has new slate pool tables made right here in Ohio, in stock for quick delivery. Perfect for the man cave that everyone enjoys. Edison Billiard also buys, sells, moves, and repairs tables. Stay at home and save. Edison Billiard, 3027 State Route 95. Call 419-946-8682 or visit edisonbilliard.com. Family owned and operated since 1963.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
All square with 16 seconds to go until halftime between the Danville Blue Devils and the Worthington Christian Warriors. Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. Great adjustments made by the Worthington Christian coaching staff on the last couple of possessions.
Absolutely. They ran a play and tried to take it deep to Hermes, but the coaches saw what I saw, and that was Cam Robinson coming wide open underneath on the post route. They came right back with the same set, same play, and threw it this time to Robinson. Came from the left to the right, but then bounced it back left to get into the end zone for the tying touchdown.
So both teams have converted turnovers into touchdowns tonight. One each. In the second quarter, the Warriors have found their rhythm, and Hobie Rakes has certainly found his. You talked about that in the first quarter. That's what he needed to do. He finally got it going. And the Warriors and Blue Devils all tied at 14 as we kick it off. It's fielded. No, he put his knee
put
down.
His
what
down
a mistake by Wesley Payne.
Oh, my.
Back at the 2-yard line, it looks like it. Oh, this could be costly.
The good thing is Worthington Christian can only stop the clock one time, so.
So this is the situation.
Back to their own end zone.
Yeah, Danville can't just take a knee because that might be a safety. He's got to try to run. Weckesser's got to get under center and try to move forward, and that's a risk because you have to think Worthington Christian's got safety in their mind, and they're going to put some pressure on right up the middle here. Well, they'll go into a bunch formation. Weckesser is indeed going to go under center, but he can't take a knee because he's too close to the goal line. They'll just try to get a little bit of a push going forward. No, he did hand it off to DeLauder, and DeLauder able to get across the 10-yard line, actually. Or no, I should say he gave it to
Byers.
Josh Byers. Normally a wide receiver. That's why DeLauder's at 6'3", 215. I thought he'd be the logical choice to run that out, but that will do it. A terrific first half. The Blue Devils control the first quarter, the Warriors the second quarter, and we stand 14-14 as we go to the halftime break. We'll throw it back to the studio for halftime. We'll be back to talk about the second half after these breaks. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
Someone will write the next great novel. Someone will help find a cure. Someone will inspire others to greatness. Someone will give back to those in need. Will it be you?
Will it be you to start your personal journey toward success? Learn more at osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM, The Ohio State University at Marion. Will it be you?
Welcome to Pillar Credit Union. Serving our community for over 60 years, we're owned by our 9,000 plus members who care about making a local impact. As a not-for-profit, we focus on members and community support. As a member, you'll enjoy competitive rates, low fees, and tailored services with our state-of-the-art mobile app. We're committed to supporting local businesses, charities, and education by making a lasting impact together. Join Pillar Credit Union at pillarcu.com or visit one of our branches. Pillar Credit Union, your money, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
As a business owner, how has your business been impacted by COVID-19? Are you searching for new ways to stay in touch with your customers and employees? We at Telligent are here to help. As Central Ohio's leading phone and internet service provider, we offer virtual office, work-at-home solutions for your business. With our voice over IP products, calls route from your office to employees' homes or smartphones. You can add an app on any smartphone and have an extension of your office phone system on your cell phone. This allows business and personal calls to be handled appropriately. This is only a sample of solutions provided by Telligent that not only address current needs, but also lay the framework for the future. Call your Telligent rep at 614-579-7967 to discover how to make your business function better in these unprecedented times. Again, that's 614-579-7967.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
Back at Danville Municipal Stadium for the Mid-Ohio, for the KMAC Classic Game of the Week here on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X. And the TuneIn app alongside Dave Gornflow. I'm Keith Kokenda. You talked about it both in the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable and the pregame show. The quarterbacks that are returning this year are a big reason why these teams have a lot of confidence coming into this season. And both quarterbacks really got the job done in this game. Walter Weckesser in the first half. Hobie Rakes in the first quarter. Hobie Rakes in the second quarter.
And Walker Weckesser with his legs and Rakes with his arm.
Yeah, and that's another thing we talked about, too, the fact that Weckesser is a dual threat, can run the ball, and had two terrific touchdown runs. But Rakes, in the second quarter, found his rhythm, as you mentioned, and they made some adjustments offensively as well, and it paid off big time as the Warriors were able to get back on level terms with the Blue Devils here in the second quarter.
Danville kicked off the scoring in the first quarter at 5:21. Walker Weckesser with a 14-yard run. He added the PAT kick, and it was 7-0. Then with 1:54 remaining in that first period, it was Weckesser on a 30-yard run. His kick made it 14-0. Then the turning point in the game, from my perspective, was Danville within the 5-yard lines, poised to go up by 3 touchdowns. They fumbled the ball away after a completed pass. And Worthington Christian took the ball, brought it back, Rakes to Jake Corbin, a 7-yard touchdown pass at 2:02. St. John's kick made it 14-7. Rakes to Cam Robinson from about 25 yards away, which is 16 seconds remaining. St. John's kick tied it up at 14.
And the important part in that first touchdown is the fact that that came following the big interception return by Kendall Carter. He ran it down to the 13-yard line. They made a completion, but as you said, You'd said at the time what a big play that could be for this team with the defense getting that takeaway immediately, and you proved to be right, Dave Gornflow. So just to let you know, we'll be seeing these Worthington Christian Warriors again in 2 weeks' time when they host Upper Sandusky. But before that, we have next week the first game of the season with the Mount Gilead Indians looking to build off their successful 2022 season. They'll be taking on Upper Sandusky at that wonderful stadium Mount Gilead has now. Terrific facility, as well as a great grass field as well, a natural grass field. It's like a putting green.
Yeah.
There really was. And more improvements were done over the summer. So,
again, and Worthington Christian's next matchup will actually be against the KMAC champion a year ago, Centerburg.
Right, we'll have the Centerburg Trojans going to Worthington to take on these Warriors in 2 weeks' time. Of course, Every game on Friday night, we'll have the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable at 6 p.m. That is followed by Skip Mossick and the ONN pregame show. And then we come on somewhere between 6:50 and 6:55 with our own little preview prior to the game. So, and again, if you're not in, when you're not in Morrill County, be sure to join us either by logging on to WVXGradio.com and listening to the live stream, or anywhere you are, just take us with you on your mobile device. Make sure you download the free TuneIn app, search for WVXG there, and you can listen to the classic game of the week any place, anywhere you wish on your mobile device. So we'll go to our halftime show here. We'll be back with the second half. It's 14-14, Danville and Worthington Christian. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
You found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
Will it be you to collaborate with expert faculty? Will it be you to explore a new culture? Will it be you to embrace the tradition and find your passion? Will it be you to start the journey at Ohio State Marion? Get your start in any of Ohio State's over 200 majors. To learn more, visit osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM.
When my wife told me she was having a fling, I was like, say what?
He's so understanding.
My husband was cool with it, too.
We are talking about the dime fling, right?
Of course. Just fling a dime. At Matthews. Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Oh, us too. Just fling and get brand new Rams, Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more.
Everybody's doing it. Every vehicle. One dime down.
And not a penny more. Oh.
The all-new Ram trucks. With 2.9% financing for 72 months.
2.9 for 72 months.
Credit flung in the wrong direction? Just ask for credit amnesty.
All you need is a dime.
They've got the hottest new vehicles.
Wow.
It's a fling at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
In Marion.
During the Make This the Summer Sales event.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram Big Horn, 49 Jeep, dime down, 746 a month, 72 months, 2.9% APR, plus tax on title to qualify buyers.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. As the season kicks off this weekend across the state, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Doug Ute, Executive Director of the OHSAA. Doug joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We're joined this evening for a few minutes by Doug Utes, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And, you know, Doug, first of all, it's hard to believe it's here already. How excited are you and your team for another football season all across the state?
We're very excited. You know, I tell you, I'll just go back to my days as a school superintendent, a high school principal, you know, back in there that, you know, July gets pretty boring because we're in the kid business. And as kids come back in the beginning of August, you know, things get a lot more excitement on a school campus. And not just for football, but all sports when they come back. And so this is just a real exciting time and for our kids and our fans. And so we're just really excited about kicking off the fall season.
Doug, year three for the expanded football playoffs with 16 teams per region. Like with everything else, you're not going to make everybody happy. But tell us why the pros of the expanded playoffs outweigh the cons.
Well, the pros are, number one, we're in the kid business. We're all about our student-athletes. And so, you know, this gives more student-athletes a chance to compete in Week 11. And I think that's the biggest thing that I can tell you that I like about the expansion of that. And you know, I always say this, Skip, if I had my way, everybody would get in, and we'd have to figure out a different system because the weeks would get too long. But really excited, and as we talked to some of our coaches, and as I talk to student athletes out there, you know, they're always excited. Whether they're 0-10 or 2-8, they're excited to get that opportunity to play in Week 11.
Well, Doug, one of the other pros is obviously an opportunity for revenue. Recently, the OHSAA, along with the six athletic boards, announced 169 scholarships to graduating seniors all across the state. It's so special that you were able to resume this last year. Why is this so important to you and to the districts?
Well, I think it recognizes our student athletes for doing the right thing. You know, this is a, you know, they don't have to write an essay in this total point system. These are awarded on based on academic and athletic success. And so it gives us a chance to recognize and reward our student athletes who are doing the right thing.
And for parents listening to this, Doug, I mean, what's the criteria used to award these scholarships? I know it's much more than just performance on the field or on the court.
Yeah, it also goes on grade point average and then individual and team success. And so there's those three factors are weighed into the formula. And so, again, you know, and I share this because I have an opportunity to get around to a lot of the banquets, and I share this with parents. And, you know, we have over 300,000 athletes in the state of Ohio, and, you know, we don't get a chance to recognize all of them. But when you receive one of these, it's a big deal. And not just the $1,000 you receive, but it's just a big deal to get recognized for, you know, doing the right thing in the classroom and the right thing in your with your team and you know, after 3 o'clock. So I love that we were able to continue that program.
Doug, last thing on football. You mentioned communication with the coaches. All playoff games will again be on Friday night this year. I know that's something the Coaches Association has been in favor of. Do you envision that continuing long term?
You know, we're just really going to take a look at it because, you know, I'm Coaches Association really wanted to do this because, you know, and I get it, because they get up on Saturday, they watch some film, you know, jog the soreness out and get a day off on Sunday. Whereas if you're playing on Saturday night, you know, Sunday's your day to kind of do what you do on Saturday, and you're not getting that day of rest because school then starts. But you know, we also hear from the media. It's hard to get out in that area and cover everybody, and we do see that. And, you know, I'm starting to hear some from fans too, Skip, that love high school football, that'll go to a game on Friday and a game on Saturday. And so I think we'll weigh a lot of different things as we can evaluate this as well.
Doug Utes, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Doug, we always appreciate your time. We'll chat with you again in a few weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks, Skip. Appreciate all you do.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's. When it comes to farming, we believe in something more.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need because public education matters.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks once again to OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute for joining us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids. A reminder, you can listen to many of our affiliate broadcasts from across the state at onnradio.com from the Ohio News Network.
At Ohio Health, we believe when you make a commitment to a community, you keep it. That's why we've called Morrow County home for 35 years, delivering primary care and specialized care in towns like Mount Gilead, Marengo, Cardington, Johnsville, and at Morrow County Hospital. We're proud to have earned your trust, and we plan to strengthen that bond in the years to come. Committed to caring for Morrow County, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. See more at ohiohealth.com/MorrowCounty.
Someone will write the next great novel. Someone will help find a cure. Someone will inspire others to greatness. Someone will give back to those in need. Will it be you? Will it be you to start your personal journey toward success? Learn more at osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM, The Ohio State University at Marion. Will it be you?
Welcome to Pillar Credit Union. Serving our community for over 60 years, we're owned by our 9,000-plus members who care about making a local impact. As a not-for-profit, we focus on members and community support. As a member, you'll enjoy competitive rates, low fees, and tailored services with our state-of-the-art mobile app. We're committed to supporting local businesses, charities, and education by making a lasting impact together. Join Pillar Credit Union at pillarcu.com or visit one of our branches. Pillar Credit Union, your money, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Back here at Danville Municipal Stadium. Thank you, Evan, for running things back at the studio. Thank you, Skip Mossick, for the interview with Doug Ute, the executive director of the OHSAA, and also the host of the pregame show as well on ONN Radio. Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. The sun has fully set here, just about. Lights are on, and it's 14-14 between the Danville Blue Devils and the Worthington Christian Warriors. The quarterbacks have been the story. Walter Weckesser for Danville running in the first quarter, and for the Worthington Christian Warriors, Hobie Rakes passing in the second quarter.
Absolutely, that's been the difference. We talked about them being the key players for their teams coming in. They have not disappointed. Neither has shown signs of missing the players from a year ago. They've stepped up and done a good job. Big help from the Danville standpoint comes from Cole DeLauder, who's been effective running the football. Weckesser really hasn't thrown that much in this one yet. But Rakes has stepped up and found new receivers and been very, very effective, especially in that second quarter.
Well, one of the big things that when you talked about this on the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, Danville having to replace the Division 7 Player of the Year on the defensive line this year, and so far it looks like Kendall Carter is going to be the man to step into that role. Three tackles for loss and interception return.
He had a monster first half. And you have to be, if you're Danville, you got to be pleased with your defensive scheme. The decision to commit three men to the rush, drop everyone else back in pass protection. The only problem was they had the turnover. And in that particular series, if you recall, Worthington Christian ran the ball effectively, which opened up some lanes for them to pass to. And then the second time, they really kind of had a short field to go to put that second win in.
Yeah, and you mentioned it before as an adjustment that you talked about that Jeff Hardings would have to make in terms of trying to run the ball in that three-man front, and it did work. Now it's up to Matt Bloom, the Danville coach, to say, okay, they're going to try to run the ball more. They're going to run these little slants. We got to figure out a way to stop this. And you saw at one point in that last series when Worthington Christian tied it up, they went to a four-man front when the Warriors got inside the 10-yard line.
And the slant passes are often set up by the quarterback opening away from where he's eventually going to throw to, which helps his receivers get an extra step. And they've taken advantage of that. Most of the throws have been out to the sidelines, but that last touchdown came over the middle on that post route.
And another thing, too, with Hobie Rake's case, it might have been a little jittery. First night of the season, jitters, even though he is a senior, has a lot of experience. You noted that there were a number of throws, in particular on their first possession, when they got down into Danville territory. He had Camden St. John open in the end zone and overthrew him. We saw a number of throws being overthrown in that first quarter. We didn't see much of that in the second quarter from Rakes.
Danville's most effective defensively when they put the pressure on Rakes. They were able to do it with just three people most of the time. But I think you want to look for them in this second half to send a cornerback more often, perhaps an inside linebacker, mix it up a little bit to try to put pressure on, because you got to destroy. We talked about rhythm. From the defensive standpoint, you want to disrupt that rhythm in any way you can, and put in pressure from different angles can do that.
It's a little like the old baseball expression, hitting is timing, pitching is disrupting that timing. It's a similar concept. And keep in mind, too, Worthington Christian has an experienced offensive line, three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. They've been through this before. Especially over on the right side is where they have the most experience, with Tife Adesoy at right guard and Andre Priest at right tackle.
And again, take away the turnover inside the 5-yard line, and we have a whole different narrative that we'd be talking about right now.
Yeah, you said that. What you had said at the beginning when that happened, that was going to be a big turn. It could be a big turning point in this game, and you turned out to be spot on with that. So Danville, they won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start half number two. They will be going right to left, which is north to south. Again, they put the home side and our booth over here on the east side of Danville Municipal Stadium.
St. John put one of his kicks into the end zone for a touchback. The other of his kicks, they went to a knee inside the 5-yard line to down it. So,
again, as I mentioned,
excellent kicker.
Yeah, I mentioned the first, both Camden and Ian St. John are excellent soccer players, as used as well. In fact, Ian St. John's wearing some bright neon pink boots. Haven't seen him out there. He's the backup kicker in case something happens to Camden St. John. He's also projected to be basically stepping into Camden's spot in the wide receiver position. They're both pretty athletic wideouts, but we haven't seen Ian in the game yet. Camden has caught a few passes in this game, and he's going to be kicking it off from the left. He hits it high and short this time. Coming up is Briar Beauchart, gets it at the 18-yard line, gets stood up at the 30, running up the middle, pushes forward across the 35 and finally down the 36-yard line. So Briar Beauchart, the 6'195 senior, with a good return. Blue Devils again in the white helmets with the Detroit Tigers D on the sides, the black jerseys and the black pants, their alternate uniforms. Worthington Christian, red helmets, white jerseys, and red pants. The Blue Devils.
Bo Sharp with the spirited return. We'll see that if that can inspire his offense.
18 yards on that return. So the Blue Devils will scrimmage from their 36-yard line. Boschard will go wide to the right side. Two wide receivers over here on the near side, Wesley Norris and Josh Byers Jr. Cole DeLauder alongside Walter Weckesser in the backfield. Caleb Lucas, the tight end, in motion from right to left to right and then back to the left side wingback spot. On the read option, Weckesser keeps it and gets to the 40-yard line.
Not sure as much of a read that time, but he pulled it out right away and ran it off the right side for a gain of about four.
Andre Priest making the tackle for the Warriors at 6 feet, 220 pounds. He's a senior.
That's a wrinkle I expect to see Danville go to a bit more. In the first half, Weckesser was effective running, but in most cases it was after he had dropped back to pass. Expect them to use that option look a bit more in this second half.
Norris wide right, Byers Jr. in the slot right. Lucas going in motion from wing back right to wing back left again. DeLauder alongside, and it'll be a false start as Josh Byers in the slot moved a little bit too soon, and there's no excuse for that. Wide receiver has an easy view of the ball. He doesn't. It shouldn't happen.
He and the offensive line on that right side and they didn't catch a number. Mm-hmm. Both jumped.
Now, I only saw Byers move, but either way, it backs up the Blue Devils 5 yards to their 35-yard line to make it second and 11 as we've played a minute in this third quarter. All square at 14-14. Blue Devils scored both their touchdowns in the first quarter. The Worthington Christian Warriors counted with two in the second.
For an opening game, it's been fairly penalty-free.
In last year's game, Worthington Christian only committed two penalties. On play action, Weckesser rolling right, got some pressure, throws. It's incomplete. Well, Caleb Lucas had it in his hands for a first down, but couldn't bring it in. Little pressure being put on there by Daxon Zartman as well.
Same look they had on their first play. They faked to the fullback coming left. Weckesser went to his right if that option looked, but this time he pulled up to pass. Had a man open. Lucas had it, but couldn't hang on. It's going to be third down and 11.
And a little wrinkle bringing the weak side linebacker, Zartman, on a blitz there. So third and 11, 10:32 to go. First possession of the third quarter for the Danville Blue Devils as they move Lucas to a wing back right. And Boschard alongside Weckesser in the spread. They set up the screen for DeLauder, but nothing doing. Luke Hermes all over, read it well, and the pass fell incomplete. So for the second straight possession, overlapping halftime, the Blue Devils have to punt. And we saw in that last punt, Jacob Corbin with a 37-yard punt return to set up that second touchdown for the Warriors.
Not only did the Warriors diagnose the screen well, but they put good pressure on Weckesser, who had to throw that a bit sooner than they probably wanted to.
It's not the way. You want to set up to the pressure, but not that much pressure that soon. Kick is away, a low line drive. This time it's Cameron Robinson with it at the 35. Breaks a tackle at the 42. Breaks another tackle. They get across the 45. And finally run out of bounds at midfield. 15 yards in the return for Cameron Robinson, who had that great touchdown catch and run to conclude the first half.
Robinson at 6'1", 50, was dragging defenders down the sideline. Not only is he elusive, but he's tough to bring down. Once they grab a hold, he keeps running, kept those feet churning. Going to have the ball out to about the 48-yard line.
So 13 yards on the return. Robinson for 150 pounds. That's a strong 150 pounds, too. I doubt there's more than 2% body fat on that kid. From the pistol formation, it's Daxon Zartman who gets it on first down. Bounce at the right side, but he's brought down immediately by Walter Weckesser coming in from his cornerback position.
Came across hard, coming down the line of scrimmage to help out was none other than Kendall Carter. Throwing for a loss of two.
Second and 12 for the Warriors. Back to their 46, 9:53 to go in this third quarter. First possession for Worthington Christian. Camden St. John way over the line of scrimmage before he gets lined up in the proper position. He's alone on here on the right side. Now flags come in, a false start whistled up against the Warriors. So after getting great field position following the defensive stand on the punt, now they're going backwards.
And that time, again, Danville was showing they're walking up an inside linebacker and a cornerback. Ball wasn't snapped, so we don't know what they were eventually going to do. But on the previous play, Weckesser from his corner spot on the left side came across hard for the tackle for loss.
Corbin inside Robinson on the left side. Camden St. John alone out here on the right side. Ball in the middle of the field on play action. Throw over the middle. Interference going to be called here. As Jacob Corbin got grabbed.
Defenders did not see the ball coming at all. Weren't ready for that quick pass.
And Corbin couldn't see it because he was being held. He was trying to turn. He knew where the ball was. He couldn't turn, though, because he got held up. It's either interference or holding. Either way, it's going to be a first down for Worthington Christian. And the Warriors are playing football as an independent this year. They're joining the Central Buckeye Conference in every other sport after winning the Mid-State League Cardinal Division last year. Interference is the call from our referee, John Metzger. That's 15 yards into Blue Devils territory. So the Warriors now have it at the Danville 44-yard line with 9:22 to go in the third quarter. Worthington Christian's first possession of quarter number three. Again, Zartman behind Hobie Rakes in the pistol formation. Hermes, the tight end, goes from the left wing back to the right wing back on the read option. Rakes will keep it, has a first down across the 40, down to the 35-yard line.
Good read that time by Rakes. He had a pitch man out to his left, but when that defender stepped out to cover him, he tucked it and cut it up inside.
And the defender,
a real good game.
And the defender stepped up because Rakes looked that way. It was clear. He had no intention of pitching that ball out there because the receiver out there, Jacob Corbin, was onto the sideline. But just that little look he gave, like a point guard at the no-look pass in basketball. So another first down for the Warriors at the Blue Devil 36-yard line. Hermes now moves to the left wing back spot. Again, Zartman behind Rakes in the pistol. Play action, throw over the middle. Complete to Jacob Corbin. Gets away from a tackler at the 20. Down the left side, 10, 5. Diving for the pylon. Did he get in? Yes, he
did.
Touchdown, Jacob Corbin. His second of the night. And the Warriors with their first lead.
After throwing primarily to the perimeter in the early quarters, Worthington Christian has found a void in the middle of that Danville offense, and that's the second touchdown we've seen where they've thrown it over the middle. And these receivers, once they've got the football in their hands, know what to do with it. They tuck it and run very, very effectively.
38 yards on the pass and run from Hobie Rakes to Jacob Corbin. Corbin scored the initial touchdown for the Warriors. So after Danville opened up the 14-0 lead, the Warriors have answered with three straight majors to go up 20-14, and it looks like they might go for the two-point convert here.
Got an injured player on that far sideline that they're attending to.
That's
it. Looks like it's a Worthington Christian player, so we're going to have a timeout while they attend to him.
So we'll take a break with that. It's 20-14, Worthington Christian with their first lead of the night on the KMAC Classic Game of the Week here on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X and the TuneIn app.
Welcome to Pillar Credit Union. Serving our community for over 60 years, we're owned by our 9,000-plus members who care about making a local impact. As a not-for-profit, we focus on members and community support. As a member, you'll enjoy competitive rates, low fees, and tailored services with our state-of-the-art mobile app. We're committed to supporting local businesses, charities, and education by making a lasting impact together. Join Pillar Credit Union at pillarcu.com or visit one of our branches. Pillar Credit Union, your money, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
Worthington Christian with their first lead of the game, 20-14. Indeed, they will kick the extra point. Camden St. John out of Hobie Rakes' hold and Luke Hermes' snap. Off for a second. They might go for two, but it was because they're tending to Jacob Corbin over there. It looks like the way they got his leg pulled up, it might be just a cramping issue. Indeed, he's walking. He's limping a little bit, but he's got weight on that leg, and that's a good sign. But they had his leg up as if they were trying to stretch out that calf muscle for a cramp. It's not terribly humid out here. 69 degrees now as we kick off the second half, and it is pretty cool.
For an opener in August, this is not bad at all.
Yeah, this is more like mid-September than
Absolutely.
Mid-August, certainly. Next weekend, different story, however. The humidity is at listed at 56%. Doesn't feel like it. Either way, extra point coming up. Another bounce snap, but Rakes with a great job getting it down, and the kick is good, 21-14. Worthington Christian over Danville. Back with more after this. It's the Mid-KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
You found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
And the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X. And the TuneIn app is brought to you by U.S. Gold Jewelers, Edison Billiards, Mike's Roofing, Pillar Credit Union, Donnelly Ford, REMAX Hometown Realty, Morrill County Hospital, part of the Ohio Health Network, and the Ohio State University Marion Campus. Along with Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokenda. Three consecutive touchdowns for the Worthington Christian Warriors. They have them in the lead for the first time tonight. 21-14, high kickoff. Breyer Beauchart bobbles it back at the 7, but he picks it up. Running to the left side, gets across the 20, picks up a block, up the side of the 30, the 40, the 50, down the sideline. They won't catch him. It's Breyer Beauchart for a 94-yard touchdown run on a kickoff return, but a flag comes down at midfield. Hold on.
Sideline warning, I hope. There is certainly no one would have thrown a block that far behind.
It certainly has something to do with the sideline because it fell at the sideline right here. So John Metzger is talking with his compatriots about it right now.
There was no one to block. I mean, there was nothing but black shirts.
And green grass. But how often do you see a kick returner fumbles the ball and it changes how the coverage reacts and it opens up lanes that shouldn't be open?
Well, they're going to talk this over. Yeah. The other officials walking toward the goal line where the touchdown was just scored. We're still waiting for a signal from the officials.
Yeah, John Metzger talked to two of his other officials there, and they're bringing out the place-kicking tee, so obviously it looks like this is going to stand. Well, they announced that the touchdown stands, but we didn't see a signal. I didn't see a signal from John Metzger, our referee. So Tyler Beauchart with a 94-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and you called it, Dave. It was a sideline warning.
If it was, there's been no signal yet from the official.
I've been watching John Metzger the whole time since he started his discussion. He has not signaled anything, so I'm not sure where the PA announcer got that information. Other than he was going by the reaction of the players, as I said, Walter Weckesser grabbed the place-kicking tee and started jogging out there. And the PA announcer announced it as such as being a sideline warning, but still no signal from John Metzger, our referee. Now he's going to come over and signal it. He's not wired, so we have to depend on his signals.
Going to penalize them, which is going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be an unsportsmanlike cut. That's a sideline warning against Danville.
Can't be a warning or they wouldn't be marking off yardage. You get one free warning.
That's true. He did put his hand up first, singly as a dead ball, so maybe that's why. I'm not sure. Either way, it's going to make for a 35 yards extra point attempt by Walter Weckesser, and it's blocked. And it's picked up by the Warriors. And the play is blown dead. After the return, the attempted return, but that could be huge.
And I'm going to need an explanation on that one.
I'm not sure we'll get one, but either way.
I don't understand that at all.
Either way, the Blue Devils back within one at 21-20. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
Someone will write the next great novel. Someone will help find a cure. Someone will inspire others to greatness. Someone will give back to those in need. Will it be you? Will it be you to start your personal journey toward success? Learn more at osumarion.osu.edu or call 740-389-OSUM, The Ohio State University at Marion. Will it be you?
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Well, we're getting all kinds of excitement in this game, even some confusion, but it's a great way to start the 2023 high school football season. Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. After the blocked extra point, the Warriors maintain their lead, albeit the slimmest of margins now at 21-20.
It's going to be a key series right here.
And a bit of an onside kick here by Wekeser, and it's just barely covered up at the 35-yard line. He kicked it over to the right side between the lines there.
Adiose jumped on the ball.
And that's twice we've seen him jump on a loose ball tonight.
I think they've spotted a weakness in the return game of Worthington Christian, because they've had two squib kicks like that now, and that one came the closest to being recovered by the kicking team.
And both of them to Worthington Christian's left side. They found a hole over there, and they sent some speed down that right sideline, did the Blue Devils, trying to jump on that ball. But this, the Warriors have it at the 35-yard line. Big possession here, would you say?
Big possession. It's going to tell us a lot about how this game's going to progress.
Three
creeping
wide
up pressure on the outside is Danville.
Three wide out here on the near side. Robinson going in motion from left to right. They fake the jet sweep to him, and Hobie Rakes gets forward for 2, maybe 3 yards before Wekeser brings him down.
Tripped up first by Kendall Carter, who got penetration. Again that time, Aiden Burke stepped up on the corner as if he was going to come on a blitz and then backed off.
I got a news for you, K-Mac. Kendall Carter is going to be a handful for your offensive lines all season long.
Good gain on first down on the ground.
Robinson wide to the right here on the near side. Corbin inside of Camden St. John on the left side. Hermes wing back on the left. Zartman behind Rakes on the pistol. He fake it to Zartman. Throw up the right hash mark. Intended for St. John. Incomplete. As Rakes face some pressure from Gavin Lepley, who's into the game on the defensive side.
Cam Robinson, his lone receiver on that right side, came down and ran an out cut. Pretty good coverage out there by Wesley Payne. He chose to turn away from that, look back inside, and when he did, a lot of black shirts between him and the receiver, and the incomplete pass is going to set up a third down.
Good decision by Rakes, so he threw it to the outside because of all those black shirts, making sure it would either be a spectacular catch by Robinson or caught by nobody. Zach Kirkley is into the game, a junior at the inside slot here on the near side with Robinson outside of him, and then Corbin, the wide receiver here, as they go three wide. Pressure here from Wekeser, from Payne, and they get him for a sack back at the 30-yard line.
Caleb Lucas
again. Second sack of the game for the junior. Back to the 30-yard line with 7:15 to go in the third quarter, and suddenly this Danville defense has come to life.
So from a Danville perspective, step one in the process has been completed. We stopped Worthington Christian. Now can we generate some offense of our own and put some points back up on the board again? They did so with a kickoff return. Can they do it now with their offense?
Well, Rakes punted four times last year against Danville, averaged just over 34 yards a kick. He's back to punt it now for the first time, and it's nearly blocked. Guess who nearly got there?
I think he might have got a hand on it.
But the punt rolls dead at the 41-yard line, but Kendall Carter came busting through and nearly got the block.
They do not have an answer for Kendall Carter up front. He is living in the Worthington Christian backfield.
And as I said, the rest of the K-Mac might not have an answer either. So the Blue Devils will scrimmage from their 41. Great starting position here. With 6:37 to go in quarter number three, we've got a good one to start this 2023 high school football season. Well, I had a feeling we'd have a good one. I saw two of the media outlets here tonight broadcasting. Three wide for the Blue Devils to the left side, including Weckesser, as DeLauder goes into the backfield in the Wildcat set. He'll run the quarterback draw off the left side, gets grabbed at the line of scrimmage, spins around to his right side, and gets forward to the 45-yard line. Gain of four for the senior running back who just came into the program this year.
Caleb Corbin getting up off the bottom of the stack with Emmanuel Guyapon.
DeLauder, I think, is going to be an important part for this offense, especially as Weckesser tries to figure out who his best targets are going to be as far as throwing the ball is concerned. Well, certainly, he's got a couple good ones in Byer Jr. and Beauchard.
We'll stay with the Wildcat.
Lucas will go from the left wing back to the right wing back spot. Three wide on that short side. The ball's on the right hash mark. Again, the quarterback draw across the 50 to the 47-yard line. Another first down for the Danville Blue Devils before the tackle is made by Tife Adesoye.
Lucas was lined up as the slot. The widest man on the end of the line on the left side of the line of scrimmage went in motion and came set as a slot on the right side, but he came back across the formation to kick out the block as it was, in effect, a counter sort of a play as Dauber looked to the right and then came back to the left.
Carson Proper in a wide out here on the left side. They'll give it to DeLauder on the read option. Gets outside one tackle, gets outside of another to the 41-yard line where he drives through Cameron Robinson. Tife Adesoye helping on the tackle, but it's an 8-yard gain for DeLauder.
But Adesoye at 190 and Robinson at 150, no match at all for the 215-pound DeLauder.
Especially with that momentum he had going as Weckesser comes over here to check with the coaching staff to get the next play. 5:17 to go in quarter number three. Danville down by one by a courtesy of the blocked extra point following the kickoff return by Breyer Beauchard. And now Proper will go wide to the right with Wesley Payne inside of him. Ashton Spaulding, a sophomore tight end, into the game, acting as an H-back. And it'll be DeLauder on the read option. Gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. Pushes forward for maybe a yard, but he's going to be short the first time. But Andre Priest got in there first, made first contact in the backfield, and slowed him up enough to ensure that he didn't get the first down. Adesoye in on the tackle as well. But it'll be third and one for the Blue Devils at the 40.
That time Spaulding came set between the tackle and tight end, and they tried to run over him, but DeLauder was hit at the line of scrimmage, fell forward for maybe a half a yard. It's going to bring up a third down and one.
4:45 to go in the third. Danville with a third and one at the Worthington Christian 40-yard line. Big setup here. Now they'll bring Weckesser back in motion as DeLauder is the Wildcat back. He's got the first down at the middle to the 37-yard line, or maybe the 38. Either way, he needed to get to the 39. That was good enough. Again, Adesoye in on the tackle along with Jonathan Bauman, the senior defensive end.
Good pressure by Adesoye. He had 21 tackles, two tackles for loss a year ago, and he was able to elude blockers and grab hold of DeLauder before he could build up ahead of steam. But didn't have that far to go, so they've got a first down now inside the 40 at the 38.
Beauchard, Byers Jr., and Proper on the far side. Three wideouts inside to out. DeLauder alongside Weckesser in the backfield. On the read option, DeLauder finds some room off the left side across the 35. Finally brought down at the 31-yard line. Again, it's Bauman, the defensive end, making the tackle. But that's a gain of 6, maybe 7 yards.
That time, DeLauder showed good power, but a spin move as he spun away from Bauman's tackle and fell forward for a gain of 6.
Ball at the 32, 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Blue Devils looking to get their noses back in front, down by a point, 21-20.
3:36, the clock runs in the third quarter.
Beauchard inside of Proper on the right side. Lucas, a wing back on the left. Now, Beauchard come in motion in the backfield. They fake the jet sweep to him, and they hand it off to Aiden Burke, who breaks the tackle through the middle across the 30 to the 25 and down to the 22-yard line to match his jersey number and another Danville first down.
Again, that cross-buck counteraction. They bring the man in motion from right to left, fake a sweep to him, get everyone's attention, looking to that left side, and then hand it back going on the right side to Aiden Burke, and he's got the first down.
And Matthew Bloom, the Danville coach, is obviously realizing, hey, I got this powerful offensive line. I've got to use it to my advantage. And he's done so very well here in this third quarter as the Blue Devils smell that go-ahead score coming up. 2:53 to go with the ball at the Worthington Christian 22 late in the third quarter. Beauchard will go in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep going left to right. Sweeping the right side. He's got some room around the corner to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for Breyer. Beauchard, his second of the game. First from scrimmage, and the Blue Devils are back in front.
Aiden Burke was one of several that helped seal that corner. Beauchard had the momentum, taking the ball from the quarterback, Wester, in the backfield on the jet sweep. But they sealed that corner well, and Beauchard went in untouched for the touchdown.
Walter Wickes' first touchdown is the shortest touchdown play the Devils have had tonight, 14 yards. The other through Wickes' 30-yard run in the first quarter, then the 94-yard kickoff return by Beauchard. Now Beauchard from scrimmage with 22 yards out. And it looks like Danville, up by 5, will go for 2 here. Indeed, they will. They'll move DeLauder out in the slot left. Wickes alone in the backfield. Wickes is running right, has to dodge the pressure, gets around it, looking to throw into the end zone, and they get the two-point convert to Breyer Beauchard.
Good job by Wickes buying time to find the open receiver. Twice it looked like he was going to tuck it and run. When the defenders came up in front, he stopped, stepped up, found Beauchard wide open at the back end of the end zone.
Jonathan Bauman put on the initial pressure, but Wickeser dodged that and another man, as you said, and hit the two-point convert, and the Blue Devils back in front, 28-21. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it as I see it. And as I see it, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
And remember to join us from Mount Gilead High School next Friday. We'll have the Indians taking on Upper Sandusky, the Rams visiting Morrill County. Again, the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable at 6 o'clock, followed by the ONN pregame show hosted by Skip Mossick, and then we'll be on around 6:50, 6:55, somewhere in that vicinity.
Dave. So mission accomplished for Danville. They had to get a stop, and they had to put together a drive. They did both. Retake the lead, 28-21.
8 plays, 59 yards to be exact on that drive. Short kickoff. It's going to be Cameron Robinson from his 17-yard line. And he's not going to get past the 25-yard line. First person there for the Blue Devils.
Spaulding.
It was Ashton Spaulding, the sophomore tight end, who we Aiden saw in that last drive.
Danville's fired up. They have the momentum. This is a critical series for Worthington Christian. They need to do something to settle things down a little bit.
And we mentioned before, last time Worthington Christian had the ball, it was more important. Possession of this game, and if you want to put it in basketball terms, Bob Knight always called those kind of possessions defensive possessions, and certainly that was a great defensive possession for the Danville Blue Devils. So from the 25-yard line, the Worthington Christian Warriors will scrimmage. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Warriors down again by 7, but they've been down before and retook the lead early in this quarter. Give to Zartman. Zartman off the right side gets across the 25 to the 28-yard line where he's hit hard and brought down. Walter Wickeser there first for the Blue Devils.
Walker Wickeser turned to play inside, and Cole DeLauder from his inside linebacker spot finished the job. And that's a tough hit. Gained out to the 29-yard line, but Zachman knows that he's been hit.
Dakota Ricketts now into the game, his senior defensive lineman at 6 feet 265. You talked about all that size there, Dave Gornflow. Camden St. John wide to the left side. Inside of him is Zach Kirkley. Robinson alone out here on the near side. on the read option. Rakes keeps it, gets away from Carter, but he can't get away from Josh Byers Jr., brought down at the 28-yard line.
Byers looked like that time like he was shadowing the quarterback, Rakes. Wherever Rakes went, he went.
He was spying.
When Rakes started to run it up, he came up and made a great hit for no gain, setting up third down and about seven.
Yeah, they give him the 29-yard line, so third and seven as we're under a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Out here to the right side is Camden St. John with Kirkley inside of him in the slot. Luke Hermes, tight end, wing back on the left side. Cameron Robinson alone on the left side. Ball is on that left hash mark. Rakes rolling to his right. He's being chased hard by Lucas. His throw is way too high for Zach Kirkley to bring down. Good coverage there by Jacob Hackman, the free safety.
Pressure came from the right side that time. Burke coming on the blitz. But Rakes was sprinting to the right side, got away from them, but they were putting pressure on him. He did not have the time to set up a throw like he would have liked, and overthrows his receiver to set up a fourth down, and will likely see the Warriors punt it away.
Indeed they will. Rakes is going back in punt formation as we have just a minute to go until the third quarter break.
Danville putting the pressure on once again here in the second half. By my count, that's at least three hurries, a couple of sacks, and an interception for the Danville defense.
Briar Beauchart back at his 46. Rakes' last punt, not a good one. Low snap. He's looking to throw it. Carter pressuring him, but he got away from it. Rakes running to his right. Now he kicks it away from the 20-yard line, and this is a good one. It'll get a favorable roll. Beauchart picks it up at the 37-yard line. On the left side, looking to his right, now goes back to the left sideline. Got a face mask call coming up there against Rakes. That'll add 15 yards to the end of the run and put the ball in worthy to Christian territory.
And had it not been for the face mask, Beauchart might have been able to take that down the sideline. He danced around waiting for blockers and finally made his cut. And as he cut to the sideline, Rakes reached up and grabbed him by the face mask at about the 47-yard line. So we'll take it 15 yards closer to the Warrior goal line, and that's where Danville will take it over first and 10.
I have to wonder if that quick kick was planned, but it was blown up by the initial, what looked to be a fake, was blown up by pressure and from Kendall Carter, surprise, surprise, and Rakes had to run to his right and finally kicked it away. I don't know if that was the initial plan or not, but...
First indication of Danville that something was up was the depth that Rakes had.
Yes.
Usually back anywhere from 12 to 15 yards to take that snap,
and
he was inside 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah. So the major foul takes the ball to the Worthington Christian 37-yard line. Danville looking to once again get a 2-touchdown lead. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. 3 wide to the right side. Payne, Byers Jr., and Carson Proper with Caleb Lucas out here alone on the left side. Cole DeLauder alongside Walter Weckesser in the backfield. Weckesser will follow DeLauder, who got a good block. It springs Weckesser down the left side to the 20, inside the 15, but a flag came in behind the play just across the line of scrimmage.
Two flags.
I saw the one fly in as the ball as Weckesser crossed the scrimmage line. It looks like it's going to go against Danville. It is a holding call against the Blue Devils.
Again, a different, interesting wrinkle to that running game. That time, Weckesser paused, allowed DeLauder to lead up in front of him. He followed him up through the hole. Great job, but there was holding somewhere in that backfield.
Yeah, I think it was DeLauder, actually, who got called for the hole because the buff looked like the flag was thrown at him.
Could have been.
As Weckesser crossed the line of scrimmage. Tifo Adefoye is down. Looks like another cramp issue. He's laying down. He's sitting down. With his left leg stretched out, and they're pulling the top of his foot back toward him, and that's usually an indication he's got a cramp in the calf muscle. I've been there more than twice, unfortunately. But it shouldn't be anything. Looks like it's not going to be anything too serious. The physio has him up on his feet, and he's limping a little bit, but he's putting weight on. He should be fine. Got to get him some more hydration over there. 31 seconds left in the third quarter. Blue Devils up 28-21. Again, remember, we'll be back next week with Mount Gilead hosting Upper Sandusky as non-league competition continues for the KMAC schools. We'll follow that up on September 1st with these Worthington Christian Warriors hosting Centerburg. That should be another fun one. Many people think Centerburg is probably the only team in the KMAC that is better than Danville going into this season. Certainly, we saw Centerburg enough last year to know that's a decent possibility. And then league play begins on September 8th. We'll be going up to Loudonville as they take on the Indians that night. So the penalty sets the Blue Devils back to the Worthington Christian 47-yard line. DeLauder on the read option. There's a big hole up the middle across the 40 to the 35. Dodges the tackle down to the 24-yard line.
Steps out of one ankle tackle and runs over a defender in the secondary for a first down.
23 yards for Cole DeLauder on the run. 22 yards, they'll give us. They'll mark him down at the 25-yard line, and that should be the final play of the third quarter. It's been a fun one tonight. Both teams have had the lead, but right now it's the Danville Blue Devils in front of the Worthington Christian Warriors, 28-21. Going into the fourth quarter, this is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X and the TuneIn app.
This is Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire and big fan of Mike's Roofing. I have been using Mike's Roofing for years due to the fine quality of service and expert craftsmanship they provide. Mike's Roofing put the roof on our new home as well as the buildings in Prospect Park. I made a career out of calling it As I See It. And As I See It, when you find that familiar look sign, you find yourself looking at quality. So give Mike's Roofing a call, 740-387-ROOF.
No one expects an emergency to happen, but when it does, Morrow County Hospital is ready to care for you. Our experienced emergency medicine physicians and nurses are specially trained to respond to medical emergencies and life-threatening situations. If you experience a medical emergency, call 911. Morrow County Hospital Emergency Department. 24/7 emergency care right in your neighborhood.
Every hit, every score, every week. It's the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
Thank you to Evan running things back at the station. Alongside Dave Gornflow, I'm Keith Kokinda. Great way to open the season. A terrific football game here tonight between Danville and Worthington Christian. The Blue Devils up 28-21 as we start quarter number four. Blue Devils in the black alternate uniforms going left to right, which is south to north. Completely dark now here in Danville.
Empty backfield this time.
On the jet sweep, though, they'll give it to Briar Beauchart with two touchdowns on the night, sweeping the right side. Has to cut inside the 20, breaks a couple tackles, gets down to the 15-yard line. Good for five, maybe 6 yards.
Good block out front that time by Cole DeLauder.
That's a good guy to have as a lead blocker, whether it be in a jet sweep or with Weckesser keeping it at 6'3", 215. And he does get the first down on the first play of quarter number four. DeLauder on the read option gets the hand up, breaks through one tackle, gets up the right side to the 10-yard line.
Still on
inside
his
feet. To the 10, diving to the 5-yard line before he's finally tackled there by Dex.
He's close to another first down. They're going to say gain 9. It'll be second down and 1 yard now to go from the 5-yard line.
Lots of plays to choose from in this situation here in the opening minute of quarter number four. The Blue Devils look to reestablish that 2 touchdowns lead that they had in the first quarter. 3 wide to the left side. Wesley Norris, Josh Byers Jr., and Briar Beauchart inside, outside the in. Caleb Lucas, the lone wide on the right side, keeping it is Walter Weckesser right up the middle, breaks through a tackle, and gets into the end zone for his 3rd touchdown of the night.
DeLauder stepped to the left and got a good block. Weckesser cut off that and went into the end zone for his 3rd touchdown of the evening.
Shortest touchdown of the night for the Blue Devils, only 5 yards. But the Blue Devils just an extra point away from reestablishing that 2 touchdowns lead.
So for the second time in the game, they had the opportunity to build a 3-touchdown lead. The first time they fumbled it away. Worthington Christian came back to tie the game. This time they finished the deal. And with an extra point kick away, looks like it is good. They have a 3-touchdown lead. Excuse me.
35-21 is our score. The Blue
Two
Devils
touchdown lead. Excuse me.
back on top again. We'll be back with more. This is the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
At Ohio Health, we believe when you make a commitment to a community, you keep it. That's why we've called Morrow County home for 35 years, delivering primary care and specialized care in towns like Mount Gilead, Marengo, Cardington, Johnsville, and at Morrow County Hospital. We're proud to have earned your trust, and we plan to strengthen that bond in the years to come. Committed to caring for Morrow County, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. See more at ohiohealth.com/Morrow County.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X.
Now, the first quarter was all Danville. Second quarter, all Worthington Christian. But the Blue Devils have reasserted themselves and taken control with three touchdowns in the second half. And they have their two touchdowns lead back at 35-21 with 10:45 to go in regulation.
Well, and although I tried to put them up by more than one touchdown than they have, a two-touchdown lead at that juncture of the game could be very, very good, except you're looking at a quick-strike offense in Worthington Christian.
They've overhauled that two-touchdown lead once already tonight. Good return by Jacob Corbin, who has two touchdowns for the Warriors. He returns it out near the 30-yard line, and that's where the Warriors will scrimmage with 10:37 left. The KMAC Classic Game of the Week here on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, is brought to you by U.S. Gold Jewelers, Edison Billiards, Mike's Roofing, Pillar Credit Union, Donley Ford, REMAX Hometown Realty, Morrow County Hospital, part of the Ohio Health Network, and The Ohio State University, Marion.
Another factor to take into consideration in this one, Worthington Christian can be glad that the temperature is like it is. But still, it's the first game out. We're deep into the ball game, and the fact that Danville has been able to rotate people in and out. The three-man rush has featured Kendall Carter all the time, but he's had two different people or up to four different people rotating in to those spots. So they've had fresh people, and their depth and their size, I think, finally starting to take a toll on Worthington Christian.
Yeah, they have Wyatt Nisley and Caleb Lucas who start, but we've also seen Gavin Lepley and Dakota Ricketts into the game as well.
And Caleb Lucas.
Caleb Lucas on the defensive end, as you have another Worthington Christian player being stretched out with a cramp. And again, it's not an overly humid night. Humidity just over 50% tonight, and it's cool, but few Worthington Christian players have had trouble with cramps. This is the third one we've seen being treated by their physio so far tonight. Again, reminder that you can take Classic Rock 95X and the Classic Game of the Week with you anywhere you go on your mobile device. Just download the free TuneIn app, either for Android or iPhone users. Go to that, and once you download it, look up WVXG. You can listen to Classic Rock 95X anytime, along especially on Friday nights for the KMAC and MOAC Classic Game of the Week. Worthington Christian from their 29-yard line will spread it out three wide. It's Zachson Zartman in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. Gets out of one tackle. Can't get out of Walter Weckesser's tackle. He got maybe a yard to the 30-yard line.
Weckesser read the play well from his corner spot. Came up, eluded a blocker, and brought the ball carrier down for a gain of just 1 yard. So while Worthington Christian had gone to the run to help open up the pass, Danville has answered that and kind of minimized the effectiveness of those runs, continued to put pressure on the quarterback, and have had an excellent defensive stand throughout this entire second half.
Matthew Bloom's adjustments have worked here in the second half. Rakes under pressure, gets hit as he throws. It's a jump ball, and it's nearly caught and then nearly intercepted. Camden St. John had his hands on it, lost it, and then Breyer Beauchard diving in nearly got it behind him.
Three defenders there.
Yes.
And eventually someone was able to reach over the top and bat the ball away.
It was Steve Rayner who was putting heat this time on the quarterback, Hobie Rakes, another name we haven't mentioned on the defensive line, but another, as you said, Dave, another fresh player coming into that rotation. So a third and nine for the Warriors at their 30 with 9:52 to go in regulation. And a big mountain to climb for the men in the red and white. St. John goes wide right. Zach Kirkley inside of him in the slot. Camden Robinson alone here on the near side, covered tightly by Wesley Payne from the pistol. Rakes has time, throws, got the tight end. Hermes open on the right side, across the 40-yard line to the 42. Good for a first down where he's pushed out by Nathaniel Stevens.
That time Danville bought pressure up the middle. Inside linebacker Josh Byers on the blitz, but they picked up the blitz. Rakes had plenty of time. Good run after the catch. First down is going to keep the drive alive for Worthington Christian. Ball now out over the 40-yard line at about the 42.
Camden Robinson will come over here to the near side, make it trips here on the left, along with Kirkley inside of him, St. John outside of him, Zartman alongside Rakes in the spread formation. Hobie Rakes has time, throws the slant pass to Robinson, who can't bring it in. Might have gotten distracted a little by Josh Byers Jr., but he knows he should have pulled that one in.
Yeah, he was open. And the throw was, I would say, catchable. We've seen the Worthington Christian receivers make tougher catches than that one tonight.
Yeah, I saw Robinson immediately smacked his hands together to say, that was my fault, I should have had it. 9:17 to go in regulation again. Trips out here to the near side to go in the diamond for the triangle formation this time with Robinson, Kirkley, and St. John. Again, Zartman alongside Rakes in the spread. Rakes rolling left, throws a flip out here to Kirkley at the 40, but it's incomplete, well off target.
Almost kind of a quick screen look. You had Robinson looking to block and one of the other receivers looking to block, but the pass was overthrown. Incomplete. Going to bring up third down and 10. 9:12 remaining. The clock very soon will become a factor in this one.
Warriors still have all three timeouts. They've picked up one third down conversion already on this possession. As Hobie Rakes, the senior quarterback, gets his play call in from the sideline. Again, trips to the near side. Kirkley, Robinson, and St. John inside to out. Zartman alongside Rakes in the spread. Blue Devils showing blitzes. Aiden Burke steps up, and he's coming on that blitz. It's picked up. Now Rakes has to run to his right. Throws back across the middle, which is always dangerous. And it went past three blue shirts. The black shirt's incomplete.
Two defenders had a better shot at it than the receiver.
What is it?
Hackman and looks like Burke.
What does the coaches tell quarterbacks? You're rolling out to the sideline. Don't throw the ball over the middle.
Don't throw it back over the middle. And that was a classic example.
Although there's a guy who also sometimes wears a red helmet, white jersey, and red pants, who wears number 15 out in Kansas City, who occasionally gets away with it.
All bets are off.
Yeah, when Patrick Mahomes has it, you're right there. So fourth down, the Warriors will go for it. They're 2 of 3 on fourth down conversions tonight. Trips to the left side, Rakes.
Pressure
by Lucas. He gets away. Flags come in at the end of the play. Probably holding as one was thrown by the referee, John Metzger.
Rakes slid down on his own at about the 44-yard line. If they have the opportunity to decline the penalty, I'm sure that they will.
Which they did.
That'll give them the football in Warrior territory.
Illegal block below the waist. So
three different flags down on the field.
Yeah, all for the same foul, I'm sure, because all three of those officials, including the referee, John Metzger, saw the exact same thing. So the Danville Blue Devils with a chance to put this game in the done and dusted category with 8:59 to go and a 2-touchdowns lead at 35-21.
Already in what you would deem as four down territory, you can expect them to put the ball on the ground.
So Danville will scrimmage at the Worthington Christian 44. They'll go with a big setup here. Well, actually, they'll have a triangle setup of wideouts just off the right side of the line.
Tight bunch formation.
DeLauder goes to the left side of Walter Weckesser in the backfield, out of the spread formation. And DeLauder will lead the way for Weckesser, running up the left side. Gets to the 40, breaks out of a tackle. Pulled down at the 39-yard line, finally, by Tifo Adesoye, who is back into the game after being treated for cramps earlier.
Good run that time, though, by Weckesser.
5 yards gained, and boy, coaches love to see that. 4 yards is usually the standard on first down.
5, Blue Devils at the 39-yard line.
It certainly opens up the playbook when you're only going 2nd and 5.
Started left, spun away from a host of defenders and took it forward for 5 yards.
Norris, the lone wideout to the left side. Here on the right side in that bunch again, it's Payne, Spaulding, and Josh Byers Jr. Weckesser running that way.
To this bunch.
Leading away is DeLauder. Weckesser gets grabbed at the ankles at the 35, dives forward to about the 33. Looks like it's good enough for a first down.
Hunter Anderson was the first one there to get Weckesser by the ankles, but he was able to step forward and get the first down. Clock stopped while they set the chains at 8:07. Danville will be in no hurry to snap the ball here, though, however.
And if you're Matt Bloom, you have to like this. Early in the season, you've established that you can run the ball, which gives you more time to develop all those new receivers you've got out there. When that comes around, look out. That power spread becomes a lot more powerful.
And every indication is that Weckesser is going to become more of a factor in the run game this year than he may have been a year ago.
He certainly was last year, though. 6 rushing touchdowns. DeLauder breaks through the left side, has a hole across the 20, across the 15, bounces to the outside. One more man to beat. Fights his way through that, and he's in for a touchdown. A 32-yard run for Cole DeLauder.
He ran over and around people, 33 yards to the end zone. And now the Blue Devils have that 3-touchdown lead. Outstanding effort. Showed good speed, ran over defenders, was challenged again about the 2-yard line, and drug another defender into the end zone for the touchdown.
Third touchdown run from scrimmage tonight by the Blue Devils of 20-plus yards. And, of course, they had the 94-yard kickoff return by Briar Bouchard. Weckesser to add his extra point out of the hold by Jacob Hartman. And he has it. 42-21, the Devils have doubled up over the Warriors. This is the KMAC Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's Rock Station, Classic Rock 95X, and the TuneIn app.
U.S. Gold Jewelers in Marion wants to send you and your honey somewhere sunny. For a limited time, make a qualifying purchase at U.S. Gold Jewelers and receive a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando. Your choice. Receive round-trip airfare for two nights of accommodations, and more. You and your honey are going to love it somewhere sunny. Thanks to U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Travel taxes and fees additional. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
If you found love, it's your time to shine. U.S. Gold Jewelers.
Marion Plaza, State Route 95.
It's the Classic Game of the Week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's Rock Station.
And again, remember to join us next Friday night, August 25th, starting at 6 p.m. as Mount Gilead and Upper Sandusky get together. The Indians hosting the Rams. We'll have the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The ONN Radio pregame show hosted by Skip Mossick follows that, and then we'll be on at about 6:50, 6:55, somewhere in that vicinity. Depends on how much jabbering we do on the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Of course, we heard during the pregame show that the Announcers Roundtable is now the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable in memory of Bob Kennedy, the longtime broadcaster for Del Mar Media, as well as PA announcer for Ohio State football and many other sports, who passed away back in April. We all certainly do miss him, as Cameron Robinson returning the kickoff up the left side to the 35-yard line is pushed out of bounds there. Hey, Robinson's had a pretty good game. I think he's going to be the primary target for Hobie Rakes going forward, based on what I've seen tonight.
Got a dead ball foul at the end of the play. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against somebody, and I think it may go against Worthington Christian. Danville looks like they're marching back, so maybe it'll be them.
Well, somebody overreacted on. And now I just saw John Metzger, the ref.
I think it's Worthington.
Yeah, John Metzger just pointed that way, pointed to his right, which is the way of Worthington Christian. Indeed, he gives us the official unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which is a major foul, backs up the Warriors 15 yards.
I think the call went against Robinson.
Yeah, I think he overreacted a little bit when he got. He thought he got hit late. He was out of bounds. The whistle blew, and somebody hit him, and he didn't react too well to that.
When you have a young team, one of the things you don't know is how they're going to handle adversity. This Danville team came out, put up two touchdowns against a tough opponent, was poised to score a third one, fumbled it away, saw the score tied up. They answered the call, though, and have come back strong to take a three-touchdown lead here in the fourth period.
Well, their theme for this year for Danville is unfinished business after last year's heartbreaking playoff loss to Warren JFK as the throw over the middle finds Luke Hermes, but he can't pull it in. To lose that game in the way they did on a two-point convert on the last possession of the game by Warren JFK, and let's face it, losing to Warren JFK is no disgrace. Go ask the Stoops brothers how good Warren JFK is year in, year out. They'll tell you they know all too well about how good that program is.
But a year ago, there was no doubt in my mind that Danville was the best team on the field that night. They just didn't score enough points.
And they feel like they still have upside, as we talked about before. And certainly this game has shown that the guys who've come in to step up, especially on the defensive side, are more than capable of doing the job. Hobie Rakes on the run. He's being chased. Gets away from Carter. Now throwing deep over the middle. He's got Cameron Robinson out there, but it's just a little overthrown. Oh, he had two steps on Breyer Bouchard, and he takes it the distance if the throw is on target.
Yeah, Bouchard was as deep as he was paying too much attention to what was going on in the backfield, because you can't let these Worthington defenders get beyond you like that. Down three scores, yes, but they can't score so quickly, and had they connected that one, there was nobody going to catch Robinson on his way to the end zone. Oh. That time they brought pressure again from the inside, had a loop also with one of the defensive linemen to put good pressure on Rakes, but he got away from that pressure to be able to plant his feet and throw the ball about 40 yards downfield and actually overthrew his intended receiver, who was wide open.
Yeah, I watched him in warm-ups. He wasn't throwing too many long passes. I didn't realize he had that strong an arm, but he certainly does at 5'9", 170. Now Rakes is on the run, throws it. It's intercepted. Wesley Payne with the pick. Third takeaway of the night for the Blue Devils.
And so I think I might have missed a hurry somewhere. Let's put that number up to four. Two sacks and two interceptions. The Danville defense has answered the call against an excellent quarterback in four-year starter Hobie Rakes.
7 minutes, 4 seconds left in this one. And the Danville Blue Devils will scrimmage at the Worthington Christian 30. There's an old saying among coaches in football, a team usually has its biggest improvement between game 1 and game 2. I don't know who Danville plays next week, but look out.